12 season, introductory into the 8-man way of life. So no prior history into this meeting. There are no Deckerville, obviously no strangers coming into this. They reached the semifinals 5 times and won 1 state championship coming in 2012. And their last regional championship for the Eagles prior to last week was all the way back in 2017. So it took them a while to get back to this point, but they're excited to be here.
Yeah, they'll take what they can get right now. Great win last week over Portland St. Patrick for the Deckerville Eagles. Came down to a defensive stand. Also some great offense also, but it was a tough battle and came down to a 2-point conversion that they stopped Portland St. Patrick, and they slapped that down with defense. So credit to Deckerville's defense on that. Had enough offense to win 34-32 to get to this point.
And Deckerville's been tested so far in the playoffs. They they beat Morris by 1 score, 46-40. Phil Nickel and I covered that game in week 1 of the playoffs there. That came down into the last minute. And then, you guys last week covering the Portland St. Patrick Deckerville matchup, that came down to the last minute. They knocked off arguably two of the top teams in Division II 8-man football, and they just have one more dragon here to slay to get back to the state finals in Adrian Lenaway Christian. But they are going to have their work cut out for them. Very athletic football team that we're looking at here in Adrian Lenaway Christian. They are no slouch. A little different styles of play here between Deckerville and Adrian Lenaway Christian to their respect.
Yeah.
But I feel like Deckerville's kind of playing with house money right now. They're clicking at the right time. They're peaking at the right time.
Yeah. Well, both teams are right now. Looking what Adrian Lenaway Christian did last week over Climate Scotts, run the regional championship game 56-16. The other playoff game against Camden Frontier, and then they have actually scheduled a pretty good test against Kingston, a common opponent.
Who is also playing the semifinefinals in Division One here.
And that's in Thumbtail Gator Channel 2.
Yeah, that is Phil Nickel, Adam Filkins coming out of retirement, and Ashley Wainer-Palmer covering that one for you guys. That one's also kicking off at 1 o'clock.
In our other coverage game, we have the Ubley Bearcats in action against Ithaca. That's in Channel 1 at thumbtailgator.com also.
And that's a 2 o'clock kickoff, 1:30 pregame.
Yeah. So back to our game, Adrian Lenaway Christian. As you said, 11-0, 601 points scored, 108 allowed so far.
That's a pretty good ratio right there, if I do say so myself. So you're talking not even hardly a little over 10 points per game they're giving up on the defensive side of the ball. So Deckerville's going to have to get a little creative. Probably it's all going to go through Hunter Garza. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Adrian Lenaway Christian knows that.
534 points scored so far through the season for the Deckerville Eagles. They have allowed 200.
So,
it's a tough division, though.
And two of those losses that they had, coming against Brown City and Kingston, who are higher division 8-man opponents, but also in their conference, that is where they gave up the most points on the year. So outside of that, Deckerville's been pretty stout on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, when you get into the playoffs, things kind of open up there, and just basically whoever has the ball last essentially wins.
All right, we're going to be back and talk about those stats when we come back here on our pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We're almost about 5 minutes away from action. We'll be right back here on 92.5 MHSAA High School 8-player football Division II state semifinal here at Adrian Lenaway Christian. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM, MHSAA High School 8-player football Division II state semifinal. Let's talk about the stats on this team here for Lenaway Christian.
Yeah, absolutely. So coming into today, Sam Lutz, I believe, who was a quarterback for Adrian Lenaway Christian, 74 carries for 863 yards and 24 touchdowns. And he's also 99 of 142 for passing. That's good for 1,667 yards through the air and 28 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions. So a 1-14 ratio, that is pretty good. Doing some duties here for Adrian Lenaway Christian, Brenner Powers, 29 carries for 507 yards. He also passes the ball here a little bit. 17 for 33 passing for 260 yards and 3 scores. Blake Drogowski, 32 rushes for 475 yards. Jesse Miller, 31 receptions for 510 yards. Easton Boggs, 30 receptions for 426 yards. And Paul Towler, 25 receptions for 499 yards. So they spread the ball around a lot. There's going to be a lot of playmakers.
Deckerville also has a dual-threat quarterback, Hunter Garza. Deckerville, through the regular season, 88 of 135 passing for 1,341 yards, rushing-wise, that is. 23 touchdowns also. That's for passing-wise. That's for rushing, 126 rushes, 939 yards, 13 touchdowns also for Hunter Garza. One of the top offensive players. And the top quarterbacks in the thumb, obviously, you saw the dual threat. Young quarterback, too.
So, yes, he is.
Yeah. So he'll be around for quite a while. Dylan Ball, 211 rushes for 1,500. and 34 yards rushing-wise.
He is the workhorse.
17 touchdowns. Hard-nosed running back in the backfield. Your tight end, 250 yards receiving. And we're going to get ready here for the national anthem.
At this time, I'd like to welcome head of school Tom Durbin to the microphone to lead us in an opening prayer. Would everyone please stand?
All right, please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you for this day. We praise you for two great communities coming together to celebrate these student athletes today. We pray for safe travels for our friends from Deckerville. And Father, we ask a special blessing over our veterans. Without them, we would not have the freedom to worship you and have a Christian school. We pray over the game today and that the players honor you as they play and in all that they do. We pray for health and safety over each of them. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this game. We love you. We need you. Amen.
Please remain standing and draw your attention to the flag as we honor our country and those who have fought for our freedom as we play our national anthem.
All right, so we're back here. National anthem.
Who's ready for some football?
We even had a flyover here.
Yeah, there was a little plane.
A drone and a little plane came through. Talk about the passing game. I flubbed on that. The 88 for 135 for Deckerville passing, 1,341 yards, 23 touchdowns. He has thrown three interceptions, but he's got some great receivers. Tight end David Shanks, 18 catches, 250 yards, 13 touchdowns through the regular season. Receivers Parker Merriman, 272 yards, 6 touchdowns. Also for the season, Prester Holman, one of the best offensive linemen also for the Deckerville Eagles to protect. Also, Gabe Kappen, 2-year starter at the center position. That's a very important job.
Absolutely. That is such a, to kind of have the continuity there, four guards and just, have no troubles at the onset of each and every play.
But Brandon Solowitz, defensively, freshman last week, fantastic with the tackles also.
And he doesn't look like a freshman. That's the crazy part. He lays some pretty good hard hits there, and, very exciting to watch on defense.
All right, we are getting ready here for kickoff.
I'm going to try to do play-by-play stats here, I guess, so we'll give her a whirl.
All right. I want to thank all our sponsors also. And getting ready here for kickoff. It will be kicking it off. Adrian Lindaway Christian to kick it off. Thank you to Brian Salowitz to get us some drinks here, by the way. So here we go with the kickoff from the 40. Picked up by number 13 for the return.
That's Parker Merriman on the return. Out to about the 34-yard line of Deckerville is where he'll take over. The kickoff duties for Adrian Lindaway Christian was the sophomore Max Stamatz.
It's number 19, Paul Towler. With the finishing tackle also.
So, obviously, we already know this offense runs through Harnett Garza, whether it be through the air or with his legs.
It's something that Deckerville hasn't had as much in the past. Now they have the passing game and the running game. So, Dylan Ball, obviously, number 10 in the backfield with Hunter Garza, number 7.
And Garza will take that snap. He drops back the pass on the first play, and it is complete to Parker Merriman, number 13, for a minimal gain.
Paul Towler with the tackle, wraparound tackle for defensively for Adrian Lindaway Christian. Be second down coming up here. First series of offense starting at the 34-yard line.
And it looks like for about a one-yard gain there, Eddie. That's going to bring up second and nine, 11:30 to go here. Obviously no score here to start the ball game off. Live from Adrian Lindaway Christian, a beautiful day for November football. 50 degrees.
It's just perfect, yeah. So,
and it looks like Parker Merriman is going to come out for this snap.
Number one came in. That'll be Chase Lamont coming in.
Yep, the sophomore. Hunter Garza is going to line up under center now with what looks like an I formation. He's going to hand that off to Dylan Ball, I believe. No, it's not Dylan Ball. I apologize.
That is Chase Lamont.
That is Chase Lamont, who just came in, actually. So he's going to fall forward for about a gain of maybe one.
So a quick third down and long situation. Third down and nine. Ball is right at the 35-yard line for Deckerville. They are moving from right to left on your radio dial.
So if you're Deckerville, you're in third and long already on this first possession, and you don't want to get behind the sticks early against this team. You know, just get some positive yardage to keep the sticks moving. Garza's in the shotgun.
Two wide receivers.
Drops back the pass, and it's complete to number three, Logan Martin. He got it, and he has a first down.
He slipped away from the tackler, number 10 and number 20. Tried to wrap around, but he just kept moving his legs. The reception by number three, Logan Martin, who also had a great defensive play last week against Portland St. Patrick, but also made some key catches to pick up some first downs.
And that was a gain of 11, good enough for the first down, and that was a huge third down pickup there for Deckerville. It was a completed pass from Garza to Logan Martin, the sophomore.
Good third down conversion. So they'll be at the first and 10 at about the 46-yard line. This drive started at their own 34. They're still at their own 46. First and 10. 10 minutes to go. 0-0 in the first quarter. Just starting off.
Garza takes that snap. He's going to keep himself off to the left-hand side. He's being corralled early, but he gets a decent pickup there on first down. I think he's going to be shoved out of bounds after gaining about two.
That's by Elijah Lutz. He kind of waved off that tackle, too, on the arm.
A little bit, didn't he?
Yep. He says, get out of here.
So it looks like that was going to be for about a gain of... Let's see where they mark him. About a gain of two on that play for Garza.
It's got to be encouraging to convert that third down also in that first series of offense, you know, to be that quick at third and long situation, able to.
Parker Merriman comes off for Duckerville, and Chase Lamont comes on in, so you have to suspect they're probably going to maybe try another run play here. I think they're just going to try and soften this defense up here.
The clock did stop when he got pushed out.
That is correct. Yeah, so we're at 9:49 here to go.
I formation, I think.
And it looks like we're going to have a false start penalty on Duckerville.
Yeah, two people moved at once there.
Something got a little antsy, as Phil Nickel likes to say.
So you lose 5 yards there. Giving that up now will be a second and long.
So that's going to bring up second and 13. That's going to push them back to their 42-yard line, yes. See, you're good. You're golden, man. You don't even sound like you had a concert last night.
I was at Metallica concert. Yeah,
Garza
in Detroit.
Under center. Lamont goes in motion. It's a play-action pass. Garza looking. He throws off his back feet. It's complete to number 11. That is David Shanks, the junior. He bobbled that pass, that pass reception, but he came down with it for a positive gain.
Great concentration on that one on second and 13. Does move the chains, so that's a gain of about 10 yards in that one. It'll be
looks like about
third and three.
Yeah, they're going to give a third and four here, Eddie, so it looks like that's, by my math, that's a gain of nine on that.
I'm going to give him 10 because we're right in front, so one, two, three, yeah. Give him 10.
Give him 10? I'll give him 10. It looks like a long third and three to me. Yeah. So Garza is going to come up under center. There's an I formation. He's going to keep it himself and just shove straight ahead. It's going to be close to a first down. I think he got the first down, Eddie.
Yep. He got that 3 or 4 yards that he needed, and he moves the chains again for the second time on third down situation. It'll be first and 10 into Adrian Lindaway Christian's territory.
Back-to-back third down conversions here for Deckerville, on their first possession here in the first quarter as we're under the 9-minute mark. This is exactly what they want to do, ball control. I know this ALC team, Adrian Lindaway Christian, I'm going to say ALC just for time purposes, keep their offense off the field. Garza takes that snap under center. It's a handoff to Dylan Ball,
yep. He just kind of just darted right ahead and just
nothing fancy there at all. It looks like about 5 yards on that first down run. A beautiful run there by Dylan Ball.
Number 10, Easton Boggs, able to bring him down for the tackle, finishing tackle. 8:22 to go here. Second down and five.
It looks like the ball on the 38-yard line of Adrian Lindaway Christian. So Deckerville's this is a promising first possession. You know, pick up two crucial third downs early, and a very nice run of first down by Dylan Ball. And Garza's going to bring him up under center, I formation. He takes a snap. He hands it off to Ball yet again, but he's met at the line of scrimmage for no gain, Eddie.
Good wraparound tackle by number 80, Seth Davis, the junior for Adrian Lenaway Christian. Adrian Lenaway Christian wearing the bright royal blue colors, you would say, outlined with the red numbers and the red stripe on the side of the pants.
And they are the Cougars, if I'm not mistaken, their mascot, yes.
They got the paw. I saw a couple signs on the way in. Deckerville wearing
sharp-looking uniforms, I will say. I give them credit, but
classic maroon. Maroon socks also in their white jerseys. Outlined by the yellow on the numbers.
Garza is going to line up in the back by himself in the shotgun. He takes that snap. It's a quick pass to, looks like Logan Martin. That's enough for another first down. On third down, Eddie. It looks like about a gain of 7 or 8 yards on that pass from Garza to Martin.
Yeah, that pulled out of bounds to the 30. Logan Martin and also pulled out of bounds by number 20 defensively, but not before he got the first down. Elijah Lutz be first and 10 in Adrian Lenaway Christian territory at the 30-yard line. 7:23 to go here. Does stop the clock at 0-0. Still on the first series of offense that started at the Deckerville own 34-yard line.
And, yep, they're just marching us right down the field, taking off almost 5 minutes of game time. Garza takes that shotgun snap. Two receivers play out right. He's looking for one of those receivers down right. He's got a man. Battered away. That was intended for Logan Martin. It was a jump ball.
Sam Lutz, great defensive play. The leap up, slap that ball against the other number three, Logan Martin, to the right corner, the right side of the field. It'll be second and 10. Deckerville back at their own, actually, Adrian Lenaway's Christian's 30-yard line. 7:18 stops the clock at 0-0. Second and 10 for Deckerville. Still in offense.
So interesting that Deckerville kind of went deep on that passer play there, Eddie, just testing that defense deep. You know, he kind of had him. I think he just kind of put a little too much air under it, but Martin was open. Here comes a shotgun snap. Garza keeps himself off the right-hand side of formation, and he's going to fall forward close to the first down marker, probably just shy by a yard or two, Eddie.
Number 20 again with the tackle, Elijah Lutz.
Seven, bring him 33, brought down by
it looks like we're going to give him a gain of 7, and we'll give him a gain of 7. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 from the 23-yard line of Adrian Lenaway Christian. We are under 7 minutes to go, still no score.
Very encouraging drive so far. I mean, creating some third downs.
You cannot ask for a better opening drive here for the Deckerville Eagles.
Already mixing up the offense also, not leaning on one side of offense on running plays.
Yep, spreading it around. Yep. So we got Parker Merriman split out left, and I can't see who's off the right-hand side of formation. Garza's in the backfield by himself. He takes that shotgun snap. He's got a pass. It's Logan Martin, number 3. Oh, he may have came down with that. It was a one-handed grab.
Oh.
They're going to say incomplete. No. I wish we had replay. I thought he came down with it.
The official says it hit the ground before his hand brought it back in. So
that's going to bring up 4th and 3 for the Deckerville Eagles from the 23 of Adrian Lenaway Christian. What a oh, gosh, he put that word. Just Logan Martin could only get to it. I thought he came down with it, but the officials say otherwise.
He was pretty well defended, but, you know, he had a little bit ahead of him. Just maybe by a
it was a well-thrown ball by Garza.
Yeah.
So, 4th and 3. Do you just try and pick up the first down here with a run, or you go for a quick pass? We'll see. Merriman's split out left.
Or he gets
Garza's
the first
in the backfield with ball to his left-hand shoulder. He takes a snap. Garza's looking. He's in trouble. He's got to loft it up there. And,
he caught it. And he brought it down.
He's even close to the first down. That was
number 18 with the catch.
That was Logan Shanks on the reception. He had to tip it to himself, the tip drill, but I think he's going to be short. No, they gave him the first down.
Wow, he must have just crossed it. I thought he might have been short by a half a yard, so they're going to move the chains. First down. Ball at the 20-yard line, just enough, the officials say, and they're going to move the chains.
That was a second, essentially, tip. Like, tip it to yourself, pass reception by a tackle receiver on this drive. I thought it was going to be intercepted or batted down by Adrian Lenaway Christian, but Shanks comes down with it for the first down. Big fourth down conversion.
Very athletic catch there. So,
and here comes a first down run. I did not see who got that handoff. It looks like that was to Dylan Ball.
Yep.
And he's going to fall forward for about 3 or 4 yards. We'll give him 3.
Two, bring up 2nd and 8.
Nope, 2. They're going to say 2. All right. Well, I guess I'm wrong so far.
Ball will be at the 18-yard line in the red zone for Deckerville. 2nd and 8, 6 minutes to go. Still the first series of offense in the first quarter.
Garza takes a snap himself under center. He's just going to fall forward for a nice gain there on second down, Eddie.
They've used that play several times throughout the season. So
it seems to be very effective. Just gets a very good push up front on the point of attack from their center. And that's going to bring up 3rd and 4, so that was a gain of 4 on second down. And we're at the 5:40 mark in the first quarter. Still no score, but Deckerville, what a nice opening drive here two third-down conversions, a fourth-down conversion there just a minute ago, and they're inside the red zone on this opening possession.
With Gabe Kappen, by the way, is the center. We just talked about him in our pregame, how effective he is. He has to make that hole for Hunter.
Garza with the shotgun snap. He's going to run right. He's got a lead blocker, still ball. He cuts off field. He's got one man to beat. He's down. Just it's a touchdown for Hunter Garza.
And look out.
15 yards out.
Deckerville flag boy flying to the side of the field. 5:15 mark. What a drive here for Deckerville. Hunter Garza getting that lead block by Dylan Ball, and then Hunter took care of the rest there. 6-0, 5:15 mark. That was for how many yards?
That was for 15 yards out there, Eddie. That was Hunter Garza on the keeper off to the right-hand side. Dylan Ball with a crucial block to spring him free, and he rumbles into the end zone.
All right, going for either the two-point conversion, likely they will.
Two-point conversion. They're going to line up in that I formation. Garza under center. He's going to hand it off. No, it's a fake. Two ball. He's got number one. That is Chase Lamont with the two-point conversion. It is good. 8-0 Deckerville.
Two-point pass to Chase Lamont. 8-0, 5:14 mark. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. Deckerville leads 8-0.
All right, welcome back here. 8-0 Deckerville leads, and almost a fumble by Adrian Lanaway Christian, but they have recovered.
That was an onside kick there by the Deckerville Eagles, and it was bobbled around. They almost came down with it, Eddie. That was a very bold bold move here after scoring that first touchdown. But nevertheless, Adrian Lanaway Christian is going to take over from their own 39-yard line, so exit field position.
If you're just joining us, it's 8-0 Deckerville leads. Hunter Garza with a 15-yard TD and the two-point pass to Chase Lamont.
And it looks like Lutz is in the backfield at the quarterback for the Cougars. He rolls out. It is a pass. That is complete. That is to number 10, Easton Boggs. And it looks like he's going to be stopped either just short of the first down marker or just enough to pick up the first down. Yep, that is for 9 yards.
It's 8-8 between Kingston and Martin, that eight-player game in Division One. Here it's 8-0, Deckerville leads. Man in motion.
Lutz, he's going to hand it off to Jesse Miller, number two. Nowhere to go, but he's got to reverse the field. That might be a block in the back. Oh, no flag there, actually.
No.
I thought that was kind of a crack block, in my opinion. But nevertheless, Jesse Miller's going to pick up more than enough for a first down there for the Cougars.
That was a broken play. He was intended to go for a jet sweep run to the right side. Then he had to come back because there was nowhere to go. Able to, and there was a big block, as you said, in the backfield for Adrian Lanier and Christian, but huge yards there, and to get the first down.
Yep. And here comes Lutz. He's being harassed in the backfield. He's got a scramble, and he's shoved out of bounds.
By number two, Brandon Solowitz.
And we got a man down here for Ducker. Well, that looks like number 30, Preston Holman.
All right, we'll be right back here on WBGV. All right, comes up on third down, maybe about a yard gain in that last play on second down. Brings up third down
and 11.
11.
From Deckerville's 44-yard line, and it looks like that is Sam Lutz, a quarterback, number three. He's going to stand by himself in the shotgun.
Spread formation here.
Yeah, for ALC. He drops back the pass. Nothing. He's just going to tuck it and run himself. Nope, he winds up for a throw downfield. Turn around, Hunter Garza. Incomplete.
Yeah, Garza really didn't have any time to turn around, so he just raised his arms and tried not to touch the player to be called for pass interference, so he just kind of
Yep, and he defended that just about as possibly good without turning around, but you got to remember to turn around, or otherwise it's going to be a flag nine times out of ten. Nevertheless, the ball falls incomplete. 3:53 here to go in the first quarter. We have a fourth down 11 from Deckerville's 44-yard line. Eddie, and it looks like the Cougars are going to elect to
go for it.
Go for it, yep. They're going to line up in a spread.
At the Deckerville 44-yard line. Adrian Lindaway Christian going for it on 4th and 11.
Here comes the snap. Lutz back to pass. He's going to launch her downfield, and it is incomplete.
That was intended to number 10, Easton Boggs. We'll be right back. Deckerville ball. They lead 8-0. Welcome back here on WBGV. A gain of about 8 yards on first down for Deckerville, starting from their own 44-yard line after the turnover and downs against Adrian Lindaway Christian.
And that was Dylan Ball, the recipient of that carry for Deckerville. A nice first down run. He just stopped straight ahead for the 8 yards. Garza under center. It's another handoff to Ball. I think he has enough for the first down, Eddie.
We'll see. It's going to be close.
Yep, first down it is. Gain of two.
Another first down situation. First and 10 as that get into Adrian Lindaway territory.
Yep, looks like that's going to be right at the just the other side of the 50-yard line, Eddie. or no, I'm sorry, excuse me, still on Deckerville territory. Yes, from the 46-yard line of Adrian Linaway Christian here. So Deckerville in plus territory now.
2:40 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0, Deckerville leads. Second series of offense after the turnover on downs by Adrian Linaway Christian. Under center is Garza.
Hands off to Dylan Ball off the right-hand side. He's going to fall forward for maybe a gain of 1 or 2 yards here. Let's see where they mark that ball.
Number 19, number 80 for the tackle. That would be Seth Davis.
Looks like they're going to
and also Paul Towler.
Looks like they're going to gain a 1 there on that play. So it's going to bring up 2nd and 9 from Adrian Linaway Christian's 45-yard line. 2:10 here to go in the first quarter. Deckerville forces Adrian Linaway Christian to turn it over on downs there. And they have an 8-0 lead early. That is, Deckerville has an 8-0 lead early in this ballgame.
All right, back to the line of scrimmage. 2nd down and 9 at about the 45-yard line.
Shotgun snap to Garza. It's a swing pass to Parker Merriman, number 13. And he's going to pick up maybe a couple on that play.
Positive yards. Tackled by Paul Towler, again, the senior. That was to the left side of the field. 3rd down and about maybe 7 or 6.
Let's see where they spot the ball.
Picks up 3, bring up 3rd and 5.
Oh, that was way more yards than they gave him. So that was a gain of 4 on that play.
That looks like 3rd and 6 to me, actually. We got the better view here. So.
I think we do too. Yeah. But so it's going to bring up 3rd and 5 from the Adrian Linaway Christian 42-yard line. 1:20 to go here in the first quarter. Garza's going to line up a shotgun all by himself. Two receivers split out left. He takes that. He's going to take it himself. He's just going to run forward. I don't think he got there, Eddie, but he's going to be just shy of the first down marker.
Bringing him down for the tackle, number 20, Elijah Lutz for the tackle. Elijah
That's going to be a long, long 4th and 2.
We have 4th and long 2 for the Eagles.
So that was Garza on the quarterback keeper. And we're going to bring up another 4th down here for Deckerville. They converted 1 early in this ballgame. This is their 2nd 4th down. Well, let's see if they can pick this one up as we're under the 45-second mark here in the first quarter. 8-0 lead for Deckerville. And Garza's going to come out in a shotgun with 2 receivers split out right. He takes that shotgun snap. He turns around. He's looking downfield. He throws it. He just over the head, or over the head, sorry, of Parker Merriman, number 13. And that's going to be a turnover on downs for the Deckerville Eagles with 26 seconds here to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, they tried to go on 4th down and unsuccessful. It's 8-0, 26 seconds to go. We'll be right back. Corbin Scherbowski with a tackle on that first play, a 2-yard gain.
All right.
There'll be a whistle here before the snap gets off. And they're going to say that's the end of the first quarter also. And that first play was a gain of 2 yards by the quarterback, I believe.
Yeah, that was just a quick carry by number 3, Sam Lutz, the quarterback, just for a gain of 2. And he got tripped up at the line of scrimmage.
All right, it's 8-0 at the end of the first quarter. Deckerville leads. Adrian Linaway Christian will be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, here to Adrian Linaway Christian. It's a 2nd down and 8 to start the second quarter. Here comes Lutz, the quarterback, with the shotgun snap. He's, oh, I thought he was going to be sacked, and he escaped that somehow, Eddie, but he's still brought down in the back in the backfield. Looks like there's going to be a loss of 3.
Chasing, that's number 2, Brandon Sala, which chasing him
the
down.
The freshman.
Again, all over the field.
So Deckerville is harassing quarterback Sam Lutz early and often in this ballgame. Credit to Deckerville's defense for making him uncomfortable early on in this ballgame. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 12 from the 36
so
of Adrian Linaway Christian.
We've had some negative yardage here by Adrian Linaway Christian more often than Deckerville so far.
Yeah, so that was a 4-yard loss there on that play. And here comes a snap from Lutz. And it looks like he... I can't tell if he kept that himself, Eddie, but that was a quick handoff. I'll see here in a second once he gets up.
11-20
yep,
to go here.
Kept it, yep, Lutz kept it himself, the dual threat there. So it looks like he's going to get some of that yardage back, but not much.
In a quick 4th down situation now, 4th down and 6 for Adrian Linaway Christian. 11-0-7 to go here in the second quarter.
And they're going
to
punt the ball away. This is number 10, Easton Boggs, the senior, set to kick it away. It's a low snap. He bobbles the snap. He's got to bring it down. He might get there. He picked up the 1st down. Unbelievable.
Oh,
the ball came out. And I think Deckerville landed on it.
All right, so Deckerville.
No, they did not.
I'm
my
confused
goodness
on this. So what happened was it was a bobbled punt. Deckerville had a chance to bring him down,
but the punter was able to get the first down. Almost lost the ball again in the fumble, but it was Adrian Laneway Christian recovering it after picking up the first down.
And he, it looks like he fumbled the ball, but he landed on it. That was, again, that was number 10, Easton Boggs, the senior with the punt that bobbled it and ran for it and got the first down. What a switch of events there, Eddie.
So great recovery there for Adrian Laneway Christian to pick up that first down after a bobbled what was to be a punt. And it looks like number 3 with a big first down.
Sam Luss, the quarterback. It looks like that he's going to have just enough for the first down there, Eddie, from what I can tell.
10-21 to go here in the second quarter. It's 8-0. First and 10 after that, 10-yard pickup. Probably got him 11.
Boy, if you're Deckerill, you've got to be a little distraught there. You had him, you had him wrapped up in the backfield, and they somehow pull Houdini out of the hat and get the first down. Here comes Lutz. There's a quick swing pass out to number 7. That is Blake Drogowski, the senior. And it looks like that's going to be a pickup of about 6 yards there on first down there, Eddie.
So it'll be second down and 4 and to Deckerville territory for Adrian Laneway Christian, who were going to punt, bobble the punt, pick up the first down after the bobble punt, and recovered their own fumble. Still an offense, second down and 4, 10-16 to go here.
It's a toss. That's the number 7. That's Dragowski there. And he's going to be shoved out of bounds.
Inside the
by
red
Parker
zone.
Merriman.
Number 7, pushed up by the other number 7.
Yep, that was, again, that was Blake Dragowski, who was just a simple toss play off to the left-hand side of the formation. He goes up the left-hand sideline and he's shoved out of bounds by Parker Merriman, but not before the first down. That was a gain of... I didn't see what the gain was there, Eddie. Bear with us.
Where did it start from, 30? Yep. It's at the 17.
Sam Luss, he drops back the pass. He's got a man. Touchdown, Adrian Laneway Christian. That's the number 10, Easton Boggs. Just a drop in the bucket for the Cougars.
He brought it in with one arm into the left corner. Gets on the board for the first score of the first half for Adrian Laneway Christian. Brought in by number 10, Easton Boggs for 17 yards.
That was a 17-yard touchdown pass indeed for Adrian Laneway Christian. Here comes our statistician. Or not.
We're trying. Looking for a pass incomplete. It'll be 8-6.
Incomplete there for ALC.
We'll be right back. 10-03 to go. The 2-point pass attempt no good by Adrian Laneway Christian, but Decker will lead 8-6. We'll be right back. And welcome back here. It's 10-03 to go here. 8-6. Decker will lead by 2 after the 2-point pass attempt by Adrian Laneway Christian. No good, but they got on the board with a 17-yard TD pass to number 10. Easton Boggs from number 3, Sam Lutz into the left corner. It was well defended, but just a great placement of the ball in the left corner.
Oh, that was a beautiful pass there by Lutz. To Boggs there for that touchdown. It looks like number 90, Eli Brainerd, is off, set to kick it away here for Adrian Laneway Christian. Back to receive is Hunter Garza and Parker Merriman for the Deckerville Eagles. Here comes the kick, and it's going to be just a short pooch kick. Oh, and it takes a bounce at Adrian Laneway Christian. Garza picks it up, and he's going to be wrestled out at about the 25-yard line, and that is where Deckerville will set up shop here on their third possession of this ball game. Boy, Eddie, if you're Deckerville, you had him right. You had him in your territory.
Yeah.
He bobbled that punt snap. I can't stress that enough. And yet, what a flip of events there. If you're Deckerville, you're going to be beating your head in the wall for that one if the game ends up not going in their favor.
Capitalize on that recovery to get that score. The first score, it's 8-6, Deckerville leading, and they're back in offense. Looks like at their own 26-yard line.
Yep, 26 yards where they'll 26-yard line will take over on their own. That is Garza on the shotgun myself. He takes that snap. He's looking to pass. He's got a man downfield. It's Parker Merriman, and he is
down, incomplete down to about the 45-yard line in Laneway Christian territory. Incomplete.
Overthrew him just a little bit there on that pass. That's going to bring up a second and 10. 9:53 here to go in the second quarter. And that's Garza's fourth incomplete pass already on the day so far here this afternoon. 9:53 here to go. 8-6 ball game in favor of Deckerville. And they're going to line up in the I formation with Garza under center. Here comes that snap. He's going to hand off to number 10. Who else? Dylan Ball. What a nice run there. He drives over two defenders of Adrian Laneway Christian. First down, Deckerville. So that was from the 26 up to
Calbo.
The 39-yard line. So give him a 13 yards there, Eddie.
borrow the cowbells from a lot of the dairy farms here today. Here.
Well, this is dairy country down here in Deckerville and Adrian, respectively.
9.5 to go here, 8-6 in the second quarter. First and 10 for Deckerville at their own 39-yard line. Long huddle in the backfield. Kind of watch the time with the
for the official, for the play. Yeah, no play clock present, but watch the official. I formation, Garza is just going to keep it himself.
Just another big
falls
surge.
Ahead for it looks like maybe about a gain of 5. That was from the 39 out to the 4-yard line. So gain of 5 there for Hunter Garza. Just another quarterback keeper. And as you said, Eddie, you said that already once. Very effective for Deckerville. As Andrew Bull in the center there just gets a very good, at the point of attack there for the Eagles.
They're taking more time now in the backfield with their huddles.
Yeah, and I think if you're Deckerville, you just want to keep that Adrian Lenovic Christian off the field. They have playmakers.
That first drive for them went all the way up to the 5:15 mark in the first quarter.
That it did. Here's a handoff. That is Dylan Ball, and he's going to get maybe 3 on that play. That was from the 44-yard line of Deckerville down to the 40.
Looks like about the 47, 48.
Yeah, I'll say about the 40. Yeah, 47-yard line.
8:18 to go.
So a gain of 3.
8-6 is your score. 3rd and 2. Ball at the 47-yard line. So,
if you're Deckerville, you know, you just want to kind of keep the emotions in check there. You know, you thought you had a turnover when you didn't. So then Adrian Lenovic scores quickly after. So just kind of keep things under control. Here's a handoff to Dylan Ball, and he's going to get the first down there for Deckerville across the 50-yard line into Adrian Lenovic Christian territory.
Just grinding it out. So gets across midfield.
That's going to be about a gain of 4. For Dylan Ball there to get the first down.
To the 49-yard line in Adrian Lenovic Christian territory. Got some good size. They got gets some good
They're
height
tall.
Here.
They are very tall. I will say that. We don't have any heights
Adrian
in front
Lenovic
of us on the
Christian.
Roster. Yeah. But I would have to say well over 6'2" across the board there on that front line. Garza brings it to the line. Looks like it's going to be another I formation. He is under center. He takes that snap. He's another handoff to Dylan Ball. He's going to fall forward for a nice run there on first down. All the way down to about the 43-yard line. So a gain of 6 there on that run, Eddie.
7:16 to go here. Good pickup again. At least they're moving down the field here. So other than the turnover on downs situation. Second down and 4 at the 43.
So if you're Deckerville, you know, you just want to take up as much time off the clock as possible.
And get another score before the half.
And get another score, absolutely, as they receive the opening kickoff. So Garza is going to take that direct snap, fall forward. It's going to be close to a first down. Let's see where they spot him.
Play so effective.
And that is indeed enough for the first down.
Big fool. Actually had to probably get it exactly 4 yards. Got exactly that and just enough.
Yep, 4
lunge after that.
That's exactly what it was. 4 yards he needed, 4 yards he got. First down, Deckerville. And with the 6.5 minutes here to go in the opening half of this Division II 8-man semifinal game.
Ball at the 39-yard line in Cougar territory for the Eagles.
What a beautiful day here, Eddie. I can't say this enough.
I think I might have to go get my jacket here soon. This is getting a little cold wind. But other than
that, you want to borrow mine? Garza with a stab. He hands off to Dylan Ball. Nice run. He's got one man to beat. Nope, he's going to be drugged down. By
Brenner Powers.
Yeah, by Brenner Powers.
But a good run there for Dylan Ball from the 39 all the way down to about the 21 or 22.
Yeah, about the 22-yard line. So that's a gain of 17 on first down there for Dylan Ball.
Just 2 yards away from the red zone for Deckerville. They lead 8-6, 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Deckerville leading Adrian Lenovic Christian.
So the power run game is working quite effectively here for Deckerville, and I don't know if Adrian Lenovic Christian has seen somebody with this kind of a power running attack, but they're getting punched in the mouth here in this first half. Here comes a snap. There's another handoff to guess who? Dylan Ball with a nice run on first down, probably about a gain of 4 on that run, maybe 5.
Switching from Hunter Garza to Dylan Ball, back and forth here. Kind of keeping Adrian Lenovic Christian's defense very honest.
And they gave him 5, so it's going to bring up 2nd and 5 from the 17 of Adrian Lenovic Christian. We're at the 5:25 mark here to go in the second quarter.
8-6, Deckerville leads by 2. Still on offense in the red zone now at the 17-yard line.
I got to say, Deckerville is well represented here today. That was a well over 3.5-hour drive for most people here to get down here, but they came to support this team.
Yeah, make that nice
three-plus-hour drive for them.
Cars under center, hands out the dual ball. He runs up the left-hand side of the formation. He's going to get drugged down for maybe a gain of a couple. That's about all he's going to. Nope, not even. About a gain of a one.
Sam Lutz helping out with the tackle along with number 80, Seth Davis for Adrian Lindway Christian.
So that's going to bring up a fourth.
We still haven't moved that. I think it's third down and
four. Third down and four, I believe. Yeah, that's going to bring up a third and four. No, they're going to give him no gain on that play, Eddie. Yeah.
No gain, third and five at the 17-yard line. Four and a half to go.
Here comes a play-action pass. Garza, he's getting harassed in the back. He's drugged down for a sack.
Number 10 to bring him down, Easton Boggs. Brings him down for the sack and a loss. Brings up a fourth down situation in about maybe 10 or 9 yards after that. Maybe 5-yard loss.
Yeah, that's going to be a 5-yard loss there on the sack. Garza just he went play action, but before he could even look up downfield, there was two defenders from ALC in the backfield bringing him down. And
the protection just kind of broke down there. So
that it did. And we're under 4 minutes here to go. So if you're Deckerville, you're thinking they're probably going to go for it here on fourth down, as I don't believe they have a kicker of that range. Or with that kind of range, rather.
Kind of rare.
Not everybody has a Brett Mueller at their disposal.
Oh, yeah. From Ubley, by the way, yes. Who holds, what, the MHSAA record now?
Or? For PAT, point after attempts, yeah. There with 209 and counting.
For the Ubley Bearcats, the kicker there. So, good kicker.
So, it looks like Deckerville's probably going to let the play clock come all the way down. They're going to burn a timeout here. And that's exactly what they're going to do. Timeout, Deckerville at 3:25 here to go in the half. Fourth and 10 from the 22-yard line. 8-6 lead for Deckerville. We'll be right back.
All right. Turnover on downs after Deckerville actually went for it on fourth down. Went to the right corner and went incomplete. Yep. Well defended also.
The pass was intended for Parker Merriman there in the front corner of the end zone. I think the ball kind of caught up in the wind there, Eddie. It looks like he had enough touch on it, but it kind of fell well short there. Adrian Lenway Christian nevertheless takes over from their own 22, and it's a handoff from Lutz to, looks like that's Brogowski, number 7. Blake Drogowski, rather.
Went to the right side with that run.
So he's up to
about 9 yards.
Yep. So that's a very good first down run for the Cougars of Adrian Lenway Christian.
3:13 to go here, 8-6. Deckerville with a 2-point lead. Adrian Lenway Christian on offense.
Sam Lutz, a quarterback, number 3, lines up in the backfield by himself in that shotgun. He takes that snap. He's looking for a quick pass. He does a pump fake. He's got a man open downfield. It is Dragowski, but it falls incomplete. That is just overthrowing. That was Parker Merriman in coverage.
He had him beat.
He did have him beat, yep, by about probably 4 yards at least. If he would have caught that, he would have been waltzing into the end zone for 6, but yep, it falls incomplete. 3:07. The clock stops at second down and 10.
Incomplete to about the 35-yard line in Adrian Lindway.
Well, into Deckerville territory, rather.
Into Deckerville territory, yep. Yeah. Right now, they're at their own 32. Adrian Lindway Christian with 3:07 to go. Stops the clock. It's 8-6. Adrian Lindway Christian.
Oh, and I guess I gave him the first down on that previous run play from Dragowski. So, yeah. Second and 10, Adrian Lindway Christian. Lutz in the shotgun by himself. Takes a snap.
Takes a trip set up on the left side.
Yep, and he rolls to his right. He's got to cut it back upfield to the left. And here he winds up the throw. He's got a man open. It's Dragowski, number 7. He's got one man to beat. Makes a miss. Makes another man miss. Parker Merriman in stride, but can't get him. A broken play ends up being a touchdown for Adrian Lindway Christian to Dragowski.
68 yards. The yak after the catch. He caught it around the 30-yard line. Broke a couple tackles, or just eluded the tacklers. Couldn't reach him and bring him down. That's number 7.
Blake Dragowski.
For, again, 60 something yards, 68.
Yeah, 68-yard touchdown reception there for the Cougars from Sam Lutz to Blake Dragowski. So that brings the score to 12-8 in favor of Adrian Lindway Christian. 2-point conversion incoming. Lutz winds up the throw, and it is complete to, guess who? Dragowski, the big man, number 7. And that extends the lead from 14-8 in favor of Adrian Lindway Christian with 2:49 here to go in the half.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 2:49 to go. 14-8. Adrian Lindway Christian scoring a touchdown, a 68-yard TD reception to number 7,
Blake Drogowski gets a two-point conversion also to lead 14-8, their first lead of the game at the 2:49 mark here in the first half, second quarter. Adrian Linnery, Christian, striking quick there.
So if you're Duckerville, you got two timeouts to work with 2:49 here to go in the half, and you got to put some points up on the board because you cannot get into a track meet with this Adrian Linnery Christian team as they are showing off their speed now here as the game has kind of progressed. Back to kick is number 90, Eli Brainerd for the Cougars. The kick is away. It is a nice direct kick, and I think that's going to fall. Hunter Garza's got to pick it up. We thought it was going to roll into the end zone, and it did not. Here comes Garza up the right-hand sideline. He's got a couple guys to beat. He cuts it upfield, and he's going to be drugged down
by number 80 again with the tackle, along with some help from number 42 on special teams, Stamatz.
Yeah, so when he thought he was going to be kind of bottled up there inside the 10, he cuts it upfield down to about the 32-yard line. That's where Deckerville's going to take over with 2:36 to go here in the half.
All right. Their last drive ended in the red zone at the 17.
Yep.
And then actually lost yards, so that was from the 22.
Shotgun snap coming from under Garza. He fakes it to Dylan Ball. He turns around, and it is a pass overthrown to number 18, that was Logan Shanks, the intended receiver on that play. Second and 10, Deckerville, 2:31 here to go in the half.
Deckerville starting at their own 32-yard line, by the way. This is a 7 series of offense total for both teams.
So Hunter Garza is just a little off the mark here on his passes, on these design play action passes.
But he's passing on the run. They're being chased down also.
Looks like they're going to come out I formation this time, maybe try and get at least half this, you know,
big pickup, maybe.
Yeah, and here comes the snap. Another play action fake. Garza's going to keep himself. He's going to be brought down in the backfield for Adrian Lenaway Christian.
Number three, Sam Lutz. It seems like the quarterbacks versus quarterback situation out there
and
on defense.
Big loss there, a second down. That is going to bring up a third.
And 17.
7-yard loss on that play
for Deckerville here. And it looks like there's going to be a timeout called.
We'll be right back here. It's 14-8, 2:16 to go here. Adrian Linaway Christian leading Deckerville in the second quarter. On third down, the pass is tipped away defensively. It'll be fourth down and 17, and they will punt it from the 26-yard line, actually from the 20. Picked up for the return, and he steps out of bounds, number two. At about the 42, 43-yard line, Adrian Linaway Christian has possession.
Yeah, Jesse Miller was back to back on that punt return for the Cougars, and he just picks it up, and he just has to kind of step out of bounds there, as it looks like Parker Merriman was there to greet him.
Adrian Linaway Christian now, not bad field position. They got plenty of time in the clock with 2:03 to go. They lead 14-8, and they would love to take him, maybe extend that lead.
And if you're Deckerville, you have got to make sure they do not find the end zone here before halftime, as Adrian Linaway Christian gets the ball back at the halftime. You cannot make this a two-possession game going into halftime. You got to keep it within the score.
Shotgun position for Sam Lutz of Adrian Linaway. They'll hand it off to number 19. He'll go to the right side and brought down.
That is to the senior, Paul Towler. Number 19, he's going to get about a gain of 4 or 5 there on first down.
Hunter Garza with the tackle on that play. Ball goes to about the 41-yard line.
And they're going to go hurry up here, which means I got to hurry up and write my stats down.
Gets a snap, shotgun position, looks down the field, throws it up down the middle field, caught by number
10. Number 10.
He breaks a tackle also and gets further down to about across the 40, down to the 35. He just shoves his defender away.
Number 10, Easton
Boggs. And Deckerville just being harassed out there offensively now. So with a strong stiff arm by number 10, moves down the field quickly, Easton Boggs.
So that was a gain of 28 yards on that pass there.
The yak after the catch was around the 45 in Deckerville territory, and he gained an extra 10 yards. That just pushing off his defenders.
Yeah. So Lutz is going to line up a shotgun set, man in motion. He fakes it to that man in motion, but he hands it off to Brogowski, who's brought down in the backfield by, guess who, the freshman, Brandon Salowitz.
Brandon Salowitz
snuffed that one right out.
Gets his way in there for the big hit and loss of yards against Adrian Linaway Christian with 1:33 to go. It's 14-8, and I do believe they call a timeout. We'll be right back. All right, all that screaming, sorry for ABS Tech team, but play there for number 19 to pick up some yards for Adrian Linaway Christian, Paul Towler.
Yep, looks like he just got he got the 2 yards back that they lost on the second down play, or on the first down play, rather, so that's going to bring up third and 10 for the Cougars with 1:27 here to go in the first half. That was just a toss play to Towler. third and 10 from the 35 of Deckerville. Deckerville needs to get a stop here. Lutz sends a man in motion. He's in the shotgun. He takes that snap. He rolls right. He's looking downfield. He winds up the throw, and it's complete to number 10, Easton Boggs, and he's shoved out of bounds by David Shanks. That's going to stop the clock with 1:21 here to go in the half. So it looks like a gain of 12, enough for the first down.
Yep, big first down there for Adrian Linway Christian. We've just won 18 on the clock and counting. Ball will be around the 20.
Here comes a snap from Lutz. He's just going to keep it himself. Goes up the right-hand side. Makes a couple guys miss, and he's drug out of bounds yet here again.
That was to the right side. Pushed out by number 3. For Deckerville, Logan Martin. He's been kind of quiet. So that's called his name since earlier.
So that was, it looks like a gain of 7 there for Lutz there on the first down run.
Keeping, he went out of bounds, so it stops the clock with 1:08 to go.
So it's going to bring up 2nd and 3 from the 18 of Deckerville with 1:08 to go in the half.
That was a big pickup, though, in that play.
That was a very big pickup. So basically, just they can kind of pick their poison here as far as what the Cougars want to do here.
In the red zone at the 18, 2nd and 3.
Lutz back to pass. He's got a man, and it is complete to number 10, Easton Boggs, the pig man. Parker Merriman there on the coverage, but just he's got 6 inches on him there. Yeah. There's just not a lot you can do.
Well, he even jumped higher, too, along with his length on his arms there. So, and he was pushed out by number 13 out of bounds.
Yeah, by Parker Merriman. So that's going to bring up a fresh set of downs.
But a first and goal.
First and goal from the 7. That was a gain of 11.
1:02 to go here before the end of the half. It's 14-8. Adrian Linway Christian leading and trying to add more.
Shotgun snap, and it's a handoff to Brogowski. Yeah, by Brogowski. And he's going to be shoved back for a loss. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout. Adrian Linway Christian.
That's number 30 with the tackle, Preston Holman. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. 14-8. Adrian Linway Christian leading. 55 seconds to go here in the first half.
All right, Lutz on the second and goal, rather. He takes that shotgun snap. He's got nothing but running room, and he's going to run in for the touchdown for the Cougars.
That was a broken play. He was looking for a pass in the left corner. Then he goes from the left all the way to the right, doesn't find anybody, and just runs into the open field there in the right corner for that 7-yard touchdown.
So that is a 7-yard touchdown run there for Sam Lutz, the quarterback for the Cougars, and the lead now swells to 20-8 with 47 seconds here to go in the half. And boy, for Deckerville, you're getting behind the eight ball here just a little bit.
Adrian Linway Christian with a 7-yard TD by the quarterback. We talked about how dynamic and dual threat he is. They do have a kicker here for the PAT, number 90, and he'll get it through the uprights by number 90, Eli Brainard. We'll be right back. It is 21-8. Adrian Linway Christian leading Deckerville here on WBGV 92.5 FM.
All right, Eli Brainard, wait here with the kick. Merriman takes it off the bounce. He's going to run up the right-hand side of the field, and he's just got one man to beat, and he trucks him, but he's shoved out of bounds, though.
That was the kicker having to shove him out.
That was the kicker had to come get him.
That's the last resort on a play like that in special teams. You have to rely on a kicker to finish that play defensively whenever he escapes from everybody else. That was Eli Brainard, who had the PAT kick also, where Adrian Linway Christian leads 21-8.
Yeah, and so Deckerville's going to take over from their own 42-yard line. So not horrible field position with 40 seconds here to go. He's still got a couple of timeouts to work with here, Eddie. Let's see if they can tack a score on here before the end of the half to get back in this ballgame. Garza takes a snap to hand off to Dylan Ball, number 10, and he's going to fall forward for about a gain of maybe 4 or 5 yards. Interesting that Bill Brown is not calling a timeout here for Deckerville.
Yeah.
But they come quick to the line. Now it's a gain of 4 for Ball, and they hand it off to him yet again and for maybe a gain of 1.
May just want to regroup here at this moment.
That's what it's looking like to me. Let's see if they elect to call a timeout. They do not. They had 2 timeouts to work with. Interesting that they were going to try and get a quick score if at all possible. But this is
down
the
5 seconds.
Play.
Yep.
Dylan Ball takes it. He gets a first down with 2 seconds. 1 second here to go in the half.
So a timeout is called, right? Or no, the clock will stop with a change, so he got the first down.
Correct.
And that'll be the end of the half.
They're going to just going to take it down to halftime.
Yeah. All right, 21-8. A little confused here at the end, but it's 21-8. Not confused about that. Adrian Linway Christian with the lead against Deckerville at the half. It's 21-8. Adrian Linway Christian leading Deckerville here in the MHSAA
High School 8 Player Football Division 2 State Semifinal. I'm Eddie Fury. That's John Frazier. We'll be right back. Our halftime report come your way. First, our MHSA This Week in High School Sports will also be played. And, of course, word from our sponsors. You're tuned to WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back here at the half. It's 21-8, Adrian Lenray Christian leading Deckerville Eagles. We pause now for This Week in High School Sports with the MHSAA, our post game or halftime post report coming your way with John Crazier. Also, we're going to add up those stats and tell you what happened. But right now, it's 20. Yeah, it's all right. 21-8 is your score at the half. Adrian Lenway Christian leading at halftime here. We'll be right back This Week in High School Sports with the MHSAA. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It is 21-8 at the half. Here is John Crazier with your halftime stat report.
These are very, very unofficial stats, so okay. Bear with me. So let's go to the rushing attack. You got Hunter Garza for 33 yards and one score. Dylan Ball, the workhorse, 76 yards rushing. That's a total of 109 yards on the day, so or in the first half for Deckerville from the on the ground attack. Passing, Hunter Garza, 7 of 12 for 61 yards. His recipients are Logan Shanks for a 3-yard tip catch there on a fourth down conversion that we saw. Logan Martin with 2 catches for 19 yards. David Shanks for a 10-yard catch. And then Parker Merriman with a long 24-yard catch there for Deckerville. And there was also a 2-point conversion pass to Dylan Lamont, and that was good. Let's bring it over to Adrian Lenaway Christian. A little more dynamic here. They like to spread the ball around, as we said in pregame. They have a lot of playmakers. For rushing, Sam Lutz, a quarterback, 27 yards rushing, one score. Jesse Miller, 8 yards rushing. Blake Dragowski, 22 yards rushing. Easton Boggs, 18 yards rushing. And Paul Towler, 6 yards rushing to equal 81 yards so far in the first half. Then let's go to the passing attack here for the Cougars, high flying at that. Sam Lutz, 115 yards passing, 7 out of 9 passing attempts. He does not miss, and 2 touchdown passes to his credit. And a 2-point conversion pass as well to Dragowski. Speaking of Dragowski, he has 74 yards receiving with a score, and then Easton Boggs also has 65 yards receiving with a score. Dragowski was the recipient of that long 68-yard touchdown pass to kind of open things up here for the Cougars.
So, again, total first half yards.
Completely total. Oh, you didn't tell me that part. I'm sorry. Well, 109 yards rushing for Deckerville along with 61 yards passing, so 110. So 170 yards total for Deckerville in the first half compared to Adrian Lenaway Christian's 115 yard passing to 81 yards rushing. So that's going to be 196 yards. So fairly even, just a couple broken plays, really. Yeah. And I know we're going to beat this like a dead horse, Eddie, but that botched punt snap.
Where they recovered.
Adrian got a
Lenaway
first down.
Bobbled it, recovered it, fumbled it, but then able to recover it back.
Because at that point in the game, Deckerville was up 8-0, and they would have got the ball back in extremely good territory. And Adrian Lenaway Christian could have maybe extended that lead to 14-0.
And another, in the other big play was that second touchdown by Adrian Lenaway Christian.
And that was also a broken play because everybody took their eyes off of Bragowski there. For Adrian Lenaway Christian, everybody had their eyes on Sam Lutz, the quarterback in the backfield, and he was just nowhere to be found downfield for an easy 68-yard touchdown
that was
reception.
Blake Dragowski, number 7, with that 68-yard.
Yes, Dragowski. Yeah. I'm sorry, I keep mispronouncing that.
And Sam Lutz with that broken play, 7-yard TD to get that final touchdown.
And you pointed out perfectly, Eddie, on that. He went to the left, went to the right, had to go back left and up right one more time, and he went in untouched.
21-8 at the half. We're going to get ready here for the second half here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you, John. We'll be right back. All right, start of the second half here. It's 21-8. Deckerville to kick it off, by the way, because they received the first kickoff on their first drive where they scored. But right now it's 21-8.
Yep, Hunter Garza is set to here to kick it away for Deckerville. Sam Lutz back to receive for the Cougars. It's an onside kick, and it's going to fall to the big man, number 66. That is Tyler Salandine, the senior, who doesn't touch the ball very often, so I bet he's a little static.
8 total series of offense of of offense for both teams total in the first half.
And Adrian Lenoy Christian is going to take over from the 50-yard line, so that's a little dicey for Deckerville when you're doing these onside kicks again with such good field position to start. So see if Deckerville made some adjustments here at the half. Sam Lutz in the backfield with Dragowski to his right shoulder. He takes a snap and he fakes it, looking downfield. That is Logan Martin. Oh, I thought he had a sack, and he eluded him.
And Sam Lutz on a broken play.
Yet again.
Makes his way over to the 40-yard line. Might have got the first down pickup, and he got 12 on that one on the broken play from far back, 5-10 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Logan Martin had him dead to rights there in the backfield. I don't know how he escaped that sack.
He's just fast.
And he's small, but he's an elusive. He picks up 13 on that run to bring up a first down and 10 from the 37-yard line of Deckerville. We're just getting underway here in the second half.
11:44 to go here in the third. It is 21-8. Adrian Lindway Christian with the lead.
Lutz takes a shotgun snap, and he fakes it to Jesse Miller, and he's just going to fall forward for a couple.
That's number 55 with the hit and tackle. That will be number 55, Caden Franzo, sophomore. 11 and a half to go here in the third, 21-8. Just the first series of offense started at the 50-yard line for Adrian Lindway Christian, who leads 21-8 against Deckerville.
So kind of a battle of the quarterbacks, Hunter Garza for Deckerville and Sam Lutz here for the Cougars here. Just coming out early with two designed quarterback runs.
Shotgun position for Lutz and Adrian Lindway. We have a false start.
I think everybody went on go, and they were not supposed to. For
that's a false start on everyone.
Yeah. All the receivers were going, and Sam Lutz looked up like, what are you guys doing? You're not supposed to be going. So a false start. That's going to bring up a second and 13 now from the 40-yard line of Deckerville.
So a five-yard loss.
Yeah. So 11:10 to go here early in the second half. Sam Lutz takes that snap. He looks for a quick pass. That's the number 19. That's Paul Towler. And Brandon Salas has to wrap him up, but not before he gets a first down for Adrian Lenoy Christian.
It's a big hit there at the end of the play, but that's a big guy who caught the ball. Number 19 with the reception.
Yeah, Paul Towler has a 15-yard pickup there on the play. And again, that was Towler on the reception there.
And he gets
Adrian
the big
Lenoy
first
Christian.
Down and a big pickup on that one.
Shotgun snap, Sam Lutz, he winds up the throw. He's got a man downfield, but he overthrows his man. That is number 10, the intended receiver, Easton Boggs, his senior.
He's had a touchdown, too, in the game.
Parker Merriman's just having his hands full with that receiver. He's just the height, the speed, you name it.
Looked like the same play where he caught the reception there in the last touchdown that he had.
That's exactly what
quarter.
It looked like, yep. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 from the 25-yard line here at Deckerville. If you're at Deckerville, you cannot afford to give up a score here, obviously.
That play was going down the left sideline into the corner in stride also.
So 10:48 here to go early on in the second half. 21-8 the score, as Eddie just said. Sam Lutz is in the backfield with Jesse Miller in the backfield. He's going to take that snap. Lutz is going to keep himself off the left-hand side. He might be gone, and that is exactly what he is. He is gone for a 25-yard touchdown run for Adrian Lenoy Christian with 10:42 to go here in the third quarter.
10:42 to go in a how many yards?
25 yards out.
First series of offense started at the 50. Lutz gets it in for his second touchdown of the game, running-wise, rushing-wise.
My, oh, my. How this game has turned in a hurry here, Eddie.
Pick up where they left off.
Yes, Brainerd on for the extra point attempt for the Cougars. Snaps up, holds down, it's up, and it is good. We have a 28-8 ball game here in favor of the Adrian Lenoy Christian Cougars. He's Eddie. I'm John. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's 28-8, 10:42 to go here in the third quarter. And on the first series of offense, starting from the 50-yard line, Adrian Lenoy Christian strikes again, and they lead 28-8 against Deckerville.
It looks like we have a different kicker in here for the Cougars. That is Max DeMatz here. And it's it goes right by Hunter Garza. He's got to pick it up from the 1-yard line. This could be trouble unless he can make something out of nothing, and he is not. He's drug out of bounds around the 15-yard line.
By number 20, that's Elijah Lutz. I want to note the sportsmanship of Adrian Lenoy Christian. We saw it at Kingston, and you see it here on the field today also.
Yeah, and very cordial people from the second we walked in here. I cannot say enough nice things here about Adrian Lenoy Christian, their staff, and their fans. So that's going to be First and 10 here from the 13-yard line of Deckerville. Deckerville's going to have the work cut off for him, but they need to get a score to get even or some glimmer of hope to get back in this ballgame. Garza out of the shotgun. It's a quick pass to number three, Logan Martin. He loses the football and is recovered
by number 80, it looks like. Fumble.
Seth Davis, the junior. He recovers it. Logan Martin had the first down. He was just trying to reach for maybe another yard, and somehow the ball just squirts out of his hands.
As he was brought down.
And Adrian Lenaway Christian will take over with great field position from the 22-yard line of Deckerville. My goodness, have things gone from bad to worse for the Eagles.
Just like that, turnover there. Actually, number seven is facing the wrong way.
Sam Lust, the quarterback, takes a snap. It is a quick pitch out to Dugowski, and he's drugged down by, looks like that was number five, Isaac Beaver there. For the Eagles.
Left pass complete to Dugowski on the right side.
Or I'm sorry, Brandon Saul was there, rather, number two.
Bring up second and five.
It is 28-8. Fumble recovery by Adrian Lenaway Christian against Deckerville on that first play for Deckerville after returning the kickoff to the 13. They fumble, and Adrian Lenaway Christian already in the red zone after a second down now for them. Be second down at about five.
It looks like that was a
number 20.
Yeah, that's a new ball carrier there. That is Elijah Lutz there, the sophomore.
Picks up about three.
And it looks like he's going to move off.
Bring up third and two.
Yeah, they're going to give him a gain. Ooh, I think the clock operator is not with it here so far. Let's see if they get that right here. But
it'll be third down and about two after that three-yard gain. And they fix it there. There we go. They're down about two or three.
Yep, so they give him about three on that run.
Ball at the 14-yard line.
So Sam Lutz, the quarterback, he takes it himself, and he is wrapped up. I don't think he got the first down, Eddie. If he did, it's not by much.
And number
two. Going to bring a fourth down.
That's Brandon Salowitz with a tackle for Deckerville.
Fourth and a long one.
Yep, so that's going to that was only a gain of two there on that third down and three there. Ball's at the spotted at the 12-yard line of Deckerville.
They've had success.
Adrian Lindenway Christian quick to the line. Lutz is going to line up under center this time, and he's going to keep it. Oh, I think it might be a false start, actually. It is a false start on Adrian Lindenway Christian. A huge penalty there by the Cougars, and that only is going to help Deckerville. Although I think they had him bottled up. I don't know if he would have gotten that first down or not on that run play.
Yeah, they had a pretty good job there. Just kind of beat the count there.
So that's going to bring up a fourth and six now rather than a fourth and one. For the Cougars with under 8:50 here to go in the third quarter. Now Lutz is going to line up in the shotgun. He takes that snap. He's looking to pass. It's tipped at the line of scrimmage, but it doesn't matter. It is caught by number 19, Paul Toller. Was that enough for the first down?
No.
It
is a turnover on down. Yeah. Big stop for the Deckerville Eagles, and it looks like it was going to be a very precarious spot for their defense. They come up with a big turnover on downs.
Yeah, big turnover on downs. That was in the red zone also, so a big break there for Deckerville to not allow Adrian Lindenway Christian score off that
to really blow this game open. So 8:35 remaining here in the third quarter. Deckerville going to take it back over basically the exact same spot they took over on the first possession of the second half. Garza under center. He's going to hand off to Dylan Ball, number 10. He goes up the right or left-hand side for a minimal gain of about two.
All right, he's starting from their own 12-yard line. It's 28-8, 8:23 to go here in the third quarter. Adrian Lindenway Christian with the lead against Deckerville. Deckerville back in offense.
And that was a gain of three rather than a gain of two, so that's going to bring up second and seven from the 15 of Deckerville with 8:10 to go. In the third quarter, 28-8, as Eddie just said here, in favor of the Cougars. Garza up under center. Eye formation behind him. He's trying to do a hard count here. He takes that snap. He's going to make a hand off the ball. He's going to be bottled up and maybe gets a yard or two.
The tackle by number 20 for Adrian Lindenway Christian, Elijah Lutz, on that play. Brings up a third down and long. About third down and maybe five.
Yeah, it looks like about third and five here. So back-to-back run plays.
Parker Merriman going to the right side.
Yeah, shotgun snap for Garza. He's just going to keep it himself. He's got room to run. He gets a first down. The ball almost came out yet there again at the very end of that play, but he hangs on to it, and it's a first down run there. That was from
the 18 to about the 32, 33-yard line.
Yep, so we're going to give him a gain of 14 on that play. Yep, that's exactly what we're going to give him, is a gain of 14 by Hunter Garza. Huge pickup there for the Eagles here to get this drive going.
7:16 to go here. It's 28-8, and Deckerville Flag Boy frustrated. Has not been able to run since the first quarter. He'd like to maybe do one more run before his retirement.
Hunter Garz on the shotgun snap. He hands it off to Dylan Ball, and a nice run on first down there by the Eagles, and it looks like that's enough for a first down, 10 yards even by Another Dylan Ball.
Trying to put it on his back there, number 20 with the tackle, along with Sam Lutz at the end of the play, along with Elijah.
They're going to spot him just shy, so that's going to bring up a second and one, a nine-yard pickup by Dylan Ball.
The Lutz brothers out there.
Yeah, exactly, the Lutz brothers.
6:39 to go, 28-8.
Garza in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off the ball. He's going to be wrapped up in the backfield. Four looks like to be a loss of one.
That's Paul Towler, number 19, to get to the backfield to bring him down for the loss. 6:25 to go here, 28-8. Adrian Lanaway, Christian with the lead. Brings up the third down and three. Bought about the 40-yard line, Deckerville's own. Still on offense is the Eagles. Garza's here trying to fire them up.
Yeah, Garza's going to be in a shotgun. Parker Merriman split out to the right, ball in the backfield. And batted down at the line of scrimmage by that big man. Looks like that was number 10, Easton Boggs.
Yeah, Easton Boggs had his eyes on him. Garza was just waiting for the receiver to turn around. He didn't want to throw it too quick, so it took too long. Boggs read it the whole way.
And that stops the clock at 6 minutes even here, halfway through the third quarter, and Deckerville facing a 4th-and-3 from their own 40-yard line. They got to go for it. They got to score.
Yeah, four down territory at this point. So even though it's the third quarter,
so
6 minutes.
If I'm Deckerville, you know, it's been working really effectively. It's that quarterback design run by Garza. I would just try and roll him out, just pick up that first down. That's exactly what they're going to do, except it is bottled up this time. It did not work. And Adrian Lenaway Christian is going to get the ball back in great field position.
Garza tries the middle. Elijah Lutz is there.
Elijah Lutz with a tackle and stop on him.
And it looks like
turnaround down. First down.
He lost a couple yards on that play, actually. So Adrian Lenaway Christian is going to take over from the Deckerville 40-yard line with 5:52 here to go in the third quarter. When you thought Deckerville was starting to get something going here, they turned it over on downs after they're being stifled at the line of scrimmage.
So we have back-to-back turnover and downs by both teams here.
Lutz winds up the pass. He hits his receiver in stride. That is number... Well, we didn't catch it because he caught that in traffic, actually, but in stride, nevertheless, by number two, Jesse Miller.
That's from the 40 down to about the 40.
About the 31.
Yeah, about a 9-yard gain.
Yeah, 31-yard line, so.
5.5 to go here, 28-8. Adrian Lanaway Christian with the lead against Deckerville.
So.
Shotgun position again here for Adrian Lanaway Christian. Gets a snap, looking down for a pass. Looks down the field, has number. Two.
That's Miller yet again, the recipient of that. And boy, he just refuses to go down.
He got an extra 5 yards. After two tacklers, could not bring it down. That's from the 31 down into the red zone at about the 13 or 12 yard line.
I'll say about the 12 yard line. So that's 31 down to the 12. So that's a gain of 19 yards there.
Gave an extra 7 or 8 in that broken tackle, also. That was to the right side of the field. At the 13-yard line in the red zone and Deckerville territory for ALC.
So Sam Lutz will take that shotgun snap. He's going to keep it himself, and he's just going to go up the middle for a couple.
Got tripped up by number 4. Slowed him down, Corbin Schrabowski.
Pick up a yard.
For 28 and counting in the third quarter, 28-8. Adrian Lanaway Christian with the lead. Gain of a 1 yard in that last play. 2nd and 9. For Adrian Lanaway Christian. Ball at the 12.
Deckerville's defense desperately trying to keep them out of the end zone here yet again in the second half as their Deckerville's offense has just not done everything but stalled out here.
And trying to reset the play here. See if the official's hand goes up here or not.
Sam Lutz.
And it is, so he's down to 10 seconds and counting.
Yeah, so you wonder if they're going to burn a timeout here or they're just going to try and take a snap. Nope.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go. I thought the play clock stopped there for a second. Lutz takes it. Dugowski was in motion. Doesn't matter. It is a pass complete to number 2, Jesse Miller.
Yeah,
yet again, the recipient.
Yeah, inside the 5-yard line. Probably brought down around the 3 or 4 yard line by number 2 and number 7.
Yeah, it looks like
Brandon Solowitz and also Hunter Garza with the tackle.
Yep, so looks like about a gain of 8 on that. pass play to Miller.
And they have room for another first down here, even though they're
inside the five. Yeah, it is third and very, very short, so they can get a first down and not score.
It's at the four-yard line, 30 more.
Well, it's under center now. Man in motion is Miller. He hands it. It's a sweep to Miller, but he is brought down by
number 30.
By number 30, it's Preston Holman.
Big defensive stop in the back of you. Huge
barreling
loss
down
of yards and brings up fourth down and a whole bunch now.
So it looks like they lost about maybe 3 yards on that play there, Eddie.
See where they mark it exactly.
So
the ball was 31. It was at the four. It'll be brought back now near possibly around the 8 or 9 yard line.
That's what it's looking like to me. He lost five on that play.
Looks like going to put it right at the 10-yard line. So it'll be fourth and six.
So it's been a Jesse Miller show here on this possession for Adrian Linaway Christian. Sam Lutz lines up in the shotgun by himself. He takes that shotgun snap. He looks. He winds up the throw. He's got him in the end zone, and it is caught yet again. That is a touchdown.
Number 10.
Easton Boggs, a big guy.
Second touchdown in that favorite spot of his. His length of arms just reaching up, bringing it down. Good placement by Sam Lutz with the touchdown throw to number 10.
Yeah, from eight. Yeah, that was to Easton Boggs. So that was an 8-yard touchdown pass for the Cougars.
For the kickoff, Eli
and extends the lead.
10 yards or 8 yards? Where was it at?
8 yards.
Yeah. He was at the 8 yard line.
Yes.
Okay.
Or no, 10 yard line. I'm sorry. You're right.
10.
Yeah. Extra point is up and it's good. 35-8 is your score. 2:42 to go here in the third quarter. It's all Adrian Linaway Christian. He's Phil. He's Eddie. I'm John. Not Phil. We'll be right back.
On 92.5.
Welcome back here, everybody, to Adrian Linaway Christian. As Adrian Linaway Christian has extended their lead 35-8, courtesy of Easton Boggs, the senior receiver for the Cougars. This kick is away by Brainerd. And it's Hunter Garza back to receive for Deckerville. He grabs it at about the 10-yard line. He's going to run it up field, up the sideline. And he had one man to beat. Here comes a late penalty flag. We'll have to check that. But as of right now, Deckerville will take over the 40-yard line, depending on the penalty flag. We'll see what the call is here. 2:35 to go in the third quarter. And it looks like they're going to walk this one back, so it must have been a block in the back is my guess here, Eddie.
Hmm.
So instead of taking over at the from their own 40, they're going to start from about their own.
And that'll be holding on Deckerville.
There was a holding, so a spot foul. So that's going to take them all the way back to the 26-yard line.
Wow.
Tough sliding here for Deckerville. There's nothing going their way here this afternoon.
35-8, 2:35 to go here.
Garza under center. He hands it off to Dylan Ball.
Lead block.
And he's got one man to beat. But he's dragged down by number 18, Brenner Powers.
Great block up the field by number 30 of Deckerville. The follow is lead blocker, Prester Holman, for Dylan Ball.
So that's going to be a gain of 21 on first down by Dylan Ball out to the 47-yard line of Deckerville. That's exactly what you're looking for Deckerville.
Yeah. Got to get something going here, though.
Yeah, guards under center. He's going to hand off to Dylan Ball here yet again, but he's not going anywhere on that run. I don't even know if he got back to the line of scrimmage.
It's number 19 and number 80 with tackle. Paul Towler and also number 80, Seth Davis.
No gain on the play. Bring up second
yeah.
time.
Yeah, that, so for no gain, now we're under the two-minute mark here to go in the third quarter.
1:50 to go and counting. 35-8. Adrian Linaway Christian with the lead against Deckerville.
Garza will come up under center, I formation. He keeps himself, he rolls over to the right. He's got some room to run. He's got one man to beat, but he's drugged down, shoved out of bounds.
Shoved out of bounds by number 66, it looked like.
So from the 40, from Deckerville's own 47-yard line all the way down to about the 38 of Adrian Linaway Christian. So by my math, Eddie, that is a 15-yard run there by Hunter Garza on second down.
Tyler Salin Bine or Bean with the push out.
So a good, two good run plays here on this possession for Deckerville. Just kind of the spark you're looking for. It's a handoff to Dylan Ball. And he's going to fall forward for a decent gain there on first down.
From
about a gain of four.
Down to the
run for the Eagles.
38 down about the 30.
28?
No, 38 right, okay. down to about the 33-yard line. So we'll give about a gain of five there, or a gain of four. Yeah, gain of four for Dylan Ball.
My bad.
And a minute to go here in the third quarter.
I still got Master of Puppets ring in my
head. Garza back to pass, and it's it's broken up by Brenner Powers. It was intended for Chase Lamont.
That was to the left side. He had two defenders on him, and number two able to reach up and just slap that down. Maybe even try to bring it in.
Well, he almost came down with it when he hit the ground, but thankfully it falls harmlessly incomplete there for Deckerville. So not exactly what you're looking for there on that second down throw, but third and six, ball to 34 of Angelina Christian. Garza under center. He hands it off to Dylan Ball. He's got a blocker. He just has to get out of a little tackle, but he can't.
Preston Holman again with the lead block to get that big run in the first down. It moves the chains for Deckerville Eagles. Dylan Ball with the carry from the 34.
Down to about the 18-yard line, it looks like. So a gain of 16 on that run there for Dylan Ball. And great blocking by Lamont.
At the end of the play, Jesse Miller to bring him down with a stop. 35 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 35-8. Adrian Lennon Ray Christian with the lead, but Deckerville trying to make a drive here.
Garza hands out the ball yet again up the left, and he's drug down, but he gets a decent gain there at first.
Number 19, Paul Taller with the tackle.
Looks like he's down about the 15-yard line of Adrian Ledaway Christian. Gain of three on that run.
Down to 15 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Garza under center. He takes that snap. And guess who? Dylan Ball. And he's going to fall forward for a few more.
Ball again up the middle.
Brings up a third down in about maybe 4 or 5 yards here.
Looks like he's going to be down about the 13-yard line.
One more quarter left to go at the end of the third quarter. Decker will switch sides of the field. They'll still be on offense at third down, 35-8. It is Adrian Lindaway Christian with the lead. Deckerville in the red zone.
All right, Hunter Garza takes a snap under center, hands off to yet again Dylan Ball, and it looks like he is going to be just shy of the first down marker, a gain of
fourth and three,
and that's going to bring up fourth and two for the Deckerville Eagles. They are down to around the
10-yard
line of Adrian Lenway Christian here. So if you're Deckerville, you got to get a score here just to give, I know it's a long shot, but something here.
Yeah. 35-8, ALC leading. Yeah.
Hunter Garza under center. He hands off to Dylan Ball. He's patiently waiting for his blocks to develop. I don't know if he got there, Eddie. It's going to
be
close.
I think
he's got enough for the first down from what I'm seeing from the officials. We'll see where they spot
and
him. Yep, they're saying move the chains. First down, Deckerville.
All right, as they move further into the red zone, 11:14 to go in counting. In the fourth quarter, 35-8, Adrian Lindway Christian leading. Yeah. In the early fourth.
So Deckerville first and goal from the 8-yard line. This is a...
It's not really hurrying up.
No, there's really no sense of urgency, but you just kind of... Yeah. Maybe they want to see if they get a score here, get a stop, get the ball back, and maybe get a quick score. We'll see. Garza under center, eye formation. He takes that. He's going to take it himself. He's got a couple blockers out on the edge. Can he get there? Yeah!
No.
No, he's out. Just shoved out. Just about the 1-yard line, maybe.
1 or 2-yard line.
Looks like they're going to spot him down about the 2-yard line. So that was a gain of 6 there by Hunter Garza.
That was to the right side of the field in the right corner.
He had the edge there, but pushed out the very last second by Adrian Lindway Christian. That stops the clock at 10:45 in the fourth quarter.
Great, just great quickness by the defensive units of Adrian Lindway Christian.
This team is very fast. I will say that.
Garza. Did stop the clock, though, at 10:45, Mark. Yeah,
Garza under center. It's a quick handoff. Oh, he fumbles the football. The ball's still on the ground, and I think Adrian Lenaway Christian, they landed on it.
Oh, boy.
It was a quick handoff to the fullback, Chase Lamont. He lost it. Garza had a chance to fall on top of it, but he was swarmed by the Cougar defenders, and they end up with the ball. Another turnover by the Eagles. And I think it's safe to say this one's going to be kind of all she wrote here, as Deckerville had a chance to kind of claw back in this ball game, and they are not able to come up with a score in the inside the 5.
Well, if you're Adrian Lennon-Ray Christian, great recovery. They'll be back on offense now. 7 series of offense at their own 8-yard line.
8-yard line. With 10:40 to go here in the fourth quarter, Lutz is in the shotgun by himself, man in motion. It is a handoff to the man in motion. That is number 18, Brenner Powers. That's the first time he's carried the ball here today for the Cougars.
Handoff is to Powers.
10.5 to go.
Picks up 3, brings up 2nd and 7.
Brings up a 2nd down and 7 after the 3-yard gain. For Adrian Lennery Christian, who leads 35-8 after the fumble recovery, back on offense. You had some other scoring updates out there?
As last I checked, Ubley is up 21-7 over Ithaca.
That's the 11 player.
Yeah, and Thumbtail Gear Sports Channel 1, JB, Cody Klee, and I think Tony's actually all covering that one. Then the last other division for 8-man, Division 1, Kingston was down 30-22 Martin in the third quarter.
We covered Martin Clippers last year in a state semifinal against
that
Brown
City.
Did.
Yes. lets in the shotgun snap. He's going to just keep it himself up the middle. Makes Parker Merriman miss. Makes makes Hunter Garza miss.
He's got cat-like ability out there.
Yeah, you wouldn't think he doesn't look very big, but he makes something with his foot speed.
Seeing some Barry Sanders-esque type of moves out there.
That we are. So he takes it from the 11-yard line out to about the about the 26 there, if I'm not mistaken. Pick up a 15 there.
Picking up that first down.
Man in motion is Dugowski, and it's a swing pass to him over the right-hand side, and he's shoved out of bounds there by
pass complete. Number seven,
Logan Martin.
Another big first down play also on the reception.
So that's going to put him down at the 37-yard line. So an 11-yard pass completion to Dragowski.
9.5 to go here. Does stop the clock momentarily because he was out of bounds on that play. 35-8. Adrian Lindner, Christian with the lead. He's shotgun position.
Willis takes that shotgun snap. He's dancing around the backfield, and he just escapes everybody there for the Eagles. I'll give Duggarville credit. Like, they, at the initial point of attack, they have him in the backfield, yeah. But he just somehow pulls a Houdini and just escapes everybody and ends up turning into positive yardage, chunk yardage at that.
It's Sam Lutz we're talking about for Adrian Lindaway Christian.
So it looks like that was about a gain of 5 there on that elusive run by Sam Lutz, the senior quarterback for Adrian Lindaway Christian. Kind of a balanced blend here of upperclassmen and lowerclassmen for the Cougars. They're going to be hanging around for a while.
52 touchdowns, 24 rushing, and 28 passing for Sam Lutz.
Sam Lutz in the shotgun by himself. It's going to be a handoff to Dragowski. And a long run. He's got one man to beat. But a nice open field tackle by Parker Merriman as he shed his blocker to bring down Dragowski.
But from the 42.
But there is a penalty flag down, so let's check that penalty. Maybe it was a holding.
All right.
And it looks like it's going to be a holding indeed on the Adrian Lindaway Christian Cougar. So let's walk that one back here, folks. From the spot of the foul now, just keep that in mind. So depending on where the penalty occurred. So that's going to take him from the 42 all the way back down to the 32. So a 10-yard penalty.
All right.
So that's going to bring up a second and
10. Or no, actually a second and maybe 13
second
or 14.
Yeah, second and 14. Second and, yep. Yeah, 14.
All right. 9:10 to go in the game, however. Clock will run. It's 35-8. Adrian Lindaway Christian leading. Shotgun position again for Lutz. Split wide receivers. Throws it up to the left side. Number 10. No, it hits the ground. Incomplete.
They're going to rule it a catch. Duggarville sideline saying he bobbled it and hit the ground. Yeah. The official from across the field coming over saying that he caught it. We don't have a replay in high school here, folks, but it was kind of hard to tell from our angle, but they're going to give him a catch.
It hit the ground.
Eddie's saying he hit the ground. Okay, I wasn't being that belligerent about it. Okay.
No, it hit the ground. Yeah. All right, 8:42 to go here.
So that was a 21-yard completion there for Lutz to number 10, Easton Boggs.
Lutz looking for a receiver. He'll take off
just
and run with it.
Himself drug down for a gain of maybe 3 or 4 yards there.
Tackle by number 11 for Deckerville. That is David Shanks.
Actually, that's more, gain of. We'll give him 4 on that run.
Four, bring up second and 6.
And we are at the 8:15 mark here to go in the fourth quarter.
On that reception, the last play before this one, it was into Deckerville territory.
Yeah, so they're at the Deckerville 39-yard line now. In that shotgun, Lutz is all by himself. He takes a snap. He rolls right. He's looking downfield. He's going to roll back left. He winds up the throw. He's got man down there, and it's going to fall incomplete. Well covered there by Deckerville. Just had to bat that one down as he had two receivers there deep there. It looks like that was intended for number 7, Blake Dragowski.
And number 19 was wide open down the middle field. He was just asking for that ball. That was number 19, Paul Towler.
That he was. You caught that too, huh?
Yeah. It's like, I'm right here. Wide open.
Story of my life. I'm always open. Nobody ever wanted to pass the ball to me.
Ineligible man downfield.
Are you the last one picked on the basketball team, too?
I was always the last one picked.
Well, your girlfriend picked you first, though.
That she did. I think.
Out of sympathy?
Ouch, Eddie. Ouch.
Hey, you're hitting them all, so. I'm just joining the party there.
My character's being assassinated before my eyes.
Mine's worse, so. Yeah.
So third and six here to go for the Cougars at the 39-yard line of Deckerville. 7:56 here to go in the ball game. Sam Lutz in the backfield. Dragowski lined up on his right shoulder.
But you're a fantastic guy, though, so. Yeah.
Thank you. You are, too, Eddie. Lutz lines up to throw. It's a pop, fly, pass. It's just going to fall incomplete at 10 for number 10 there, Easton Boggs.
Yeah, just overthrew him. But had he been on the mark, he's in the end zone. Yeah,
that he is. And Parker Merriman's just been having his handfuls all day. Yeah. There's just not much more you can possibly ask for Parker Merriman and this Deckerville passing defense. They give credit to Adrian Lenway Christian. They have some athletes. They have some size. And they've been able to get some very good separation. You do what you can.
Yeah, and that is going to stop the clock, though, on the incomplete pass. It'll be fourth down and six. Ball at the 39-yard line. In Deckerville territory for Adrian Lenway Christian, who leads 35-8, 7:51 to go in the game.
So I'll be curious if they're going to come out and just punt this one away, or they're going to go for it here and just kind of try and put this one out of reach. They're going to go for it here. So Lutz is in the backfield by himself. Two receivers split out to the right, one to the left. He takes that shotgun snap. He rolls right. He's corralled in the backfield. He escapes pressure.
Again.
And I think he might have enough for the first down, and he indeed does.
On fourth down and six. Broken play in the backfield, looking for receivers, and he takes off again after Deckerville got to the backfield, and he loses the Deckerville defenders once again.
And he's down to the 27-yard line there, so a pickup of 12 on fourth and six for Sam Lutz. I cannot say enough good things about this kid. He doesn't look the part, but he has a decent arm on him, and he is as elusive as they come. And he might be one of the most elusive quarterbacks I covered this year, Eddie.
One of the best dual threats. You've seen Owen Corliss also from Kingston, pretty good quarterback too.
Absolutely, so. And there's a handoff to Dragowski on first down, and it looks like he might get a yard on that play.
Hunter Garza and number two, Brandon Salowitz with the tackle and the assist.
So
under seven to go, it's 35-8, 2 yard gain on that one.
So I'll say that the glaring difference here between Deckerville and Adrian Lenaway Christian is that Adrian Lenaway Christian, that's a seventh. They have seven guys that have rushed the ball here. Ooh. and also four guys that have caught the ball, so they can spread it around and beat you different ways. And I think that's where the advantage kind of comes into play here for this Cougar offense.
Shotgun position again, man in motion.
Lutz is just going to keep it himself, and he's actually bottled up this time. Great job there by Lamont to push him back to the original line of scrimmage. So a loss of two on that play.
6:19 to go here in the final frame. 35-8, third down. I think he had a loss, right? 2 yards, maybe.
That was I believe a loss of two on that play.
So it'll be third and 10, maybe 9 3/4.
Who's counting?
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be third and 10 from the 27 of Deckerville. We're under 6 minutes to go here in the ball game. Lutz is going to line up in the field by himself, in the shotgun by himself. Two receivers split out left. He puts a man in motion. He's going to have Dragowski line up on his left-hand shoulder. He's going to roll to his left. That is Sam Lutz. He's going to wind up the throw. He's
wide
got a man.
Open.
It's Paul Tyler. Right. He catches it throwing. He catches it falling down.
Sliding catch.
Yeah, that almost looked like a sliding into first base there, so to speak.
That was from the 27-yard line of the scrimmage, and it gets down to
about
maybe
the five, by the looks of it.
22-yard gain.
Yep, 22-yard completion there from Lutz to Toller.
That'll be a first and go now. 5.5 to go in the game. It's 35-8. Adrian Lenaway Christian leading, looking to pat on the points here. And extend their lead. All right, taking some time here to get the play set. Shotgun position. Right beside him is number seven, Blake Dragowski. Man in motion.
Lutz takes that direct snap, and he's going to fall forward, and it looks like he's going to fall forward for a touchdown there already from 5 yards out at the 5:02 mark. That lead for Adrian Lenaway Christian grows to 41-8, extra point incoming.
His third rushing TD of the game for Sam Lutz of Adrian Lenaway Christian, 41-8 at the 5:02 mark.
So if at this point you're kind of saying mercy.
We kind of know who the player of the game is already.
That,
so.
that,
Sam Lutz.
I'm going to say a guess. Maybe it's Sam Lutz. I don't know. I tell you what. No, here comes the extra point. That is number 42. Max Stamatz, the sophomore. The kick is up. It's good. Now the lead is 42-8 for Adrian Lindenwood Christian. 5:02 here to go in the ballgame. He, Eddie Fury, John Krager.
We'll be right back here at 92.5.
Well, welcome back here to Adrian Lindenwood Christian. It is 42-8 is your score with 5:02 left in the ballgame. We got a couple of out-of-town scores here, Eddie. In Division 1, 8-man, Kingston clawing their way back into their semifinal game against Martin. The score is now 30-28 in favor of Martin. And here comes the kickoff for Adrian Lindenwood Christian. It is to Mass. It's a kick. It is to Garza. Garza catches it around the 10-yard line. He's going to bring it up towards the middle. Now to the left. Going up the left sideline. He's shoved out of bounds at around the 30-yard line, we'll probably say. Then the other local area team still going in eight-man, 11-player, Ubley up 28-7 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter over Ithaca. We weren't sure how that one was going to go as those two teams never played each other before.
Yeah.
It looks like Deckard was going to take over at their own 30-yard line with 4:50 to go in the ballgame.
We still have some coverage area teams, at least in our sports line coverage area. This is our final for Sand Lake Broadcasting, but I know in the Thumb Tuggeter Sports or Thumb Area Sports Line coverage, everything seems Almont winning last night. Moving on to the next round.
And that is Dylan Ball here on the first down run for about a gain of two on that run, bringing up second and eight from the 32 of Deckerville.
And as you mentioned, Ubley seems to be doing well
right now. They seem to be doing what Ubley does well, just run the ball. Yeah, Almont beat Detroit Edison last night in the Division 6 regional final, and Almont is awaiting to see who they will play between Ovid Elsie and Constantine in the semifinal, which will take place next Saturday, as will all 11-man semifinal games. Garza takes that snap from under center as a handoff to, I believe, Dylan Ball, and I don't – he maybe got 1 yard on that run, and that's exactly what he got.
Give is the ball.
Be third down.
No gain on the play. Tackle by number 20. Elijah
well, they said no gain. I'm going to give him one on that. He went forward.
Okay.
Third and eight.
So it's going to be a long third and seven, I'll say.
It's started at the own 30-yard line for Deckerville.
That is correct. So, and we're at the 3:45 mark here to go in the ballgame.
Eighth series of offense total for both teams total. 3:40 and counting. Really just taking her time here. And
yep.
Kind of maybe relenting here a little bit. So
Garza is going to come out in the shotgun with two receivers split out to the right side of the formation. He takes that shotgun snap. He's looking downfield. He's got
good
Logan
catch.
Martin, and he's going to fall down at around the 47-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of
brought down by Sam Lutz. If I was the
yards.
Adrian Lindenwood Christian, he kind of got up here gingerly. I would pull him out, and they are going to pull him out here. Sam Lutz getting up, limping off. He's playing both sides of the ball here defensively. Big catch there to the 46-yard line for Deckerville.
Hunter Garza with a shotgun snap. He's just going to keep himself, go up to the left-hand side, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds. Ooh, got to be careful there. He's got shoved under the bench there of Adrian Lindenwood Christian, and he maybe got a half a yard on that play.
Stops the clock at the 3:09 mark. 42-8. Adrian Lindenwood Christian leading Deckerville in the fourth quarter. Slides out of bounds, stops that clock. And if I was Adrian Lindenwood Christian, I'd keep your quarterback healthy and just keep him out of the
I
game.
Would probably be pulling the starters out here at this point for Adrian
Lindenwood
Christian.
They brought in Blake Drogowski for his replacement. Yeah. So
Garza's going to lamp in the shotgun. Two receivers split out to the right. He takes that snap, and he rolls right. He's got a man barreling down on him. He lets that pass go. It's Martin. He comes out with a catch down at about the 21 or 20-yard line of Adrian Lindenwood Christian. Nice grab there by number 3, Logan Martin, there for Deckerville.
Number 2, congratulate him on a great catch, Jesse Miller. Man, I thought I had
you. Gain of 33 on that one.
And we've seen that a lot throughout the regular season, so something positive out of this game, even though it's 42-8, 2:50 to go here. Big play there by Logan Martin. Get into the red zone now at the 20-yard line.
You know, Logan Martin and Hunter Garza, both only juniors, so that could be your next connection.
Logan Martin.
Speaking
again
of Logan Martin.
Number 2 to bring him down. And wrapping him up on the ankles, Jesse Miller. Yep.
That was a pass for about a – or a pass completion from Garza to Martin for a gain of about four, we'll say. Or five.
Possibly, maybe.
Maybe five even.
Yeah.
Check that four, bring him second and six.
Yep, no, he's going to be down to the 16-yard line, so that was a gain of four on that pass attempt, second and six from the 16-yard line.
2:15 to go in the game. It's 42-8. Adrian Lindenwood Christian and Decker would like to have another score here.
Garza – throws it, but he was hit as he threw. It was intended for Parker Merriman there into the end zone. Boy, I will say Adrian Lindo McKittrick's pass rush has been quite effective here this afternoon.
Just making him having to throw the ball quicker than he
wants
to.
Very uncomfortable.
Yes.
I've been uncomfortable watching.
2:09 to go. It did stop the clock after the incomplete pass and third down and six. And just say, you know, Adrian Lindaway Christian's going to go away with the win here. And they would love to, Decker would love to score one more time before the retirement of Deckerville Flag Boy.
This is his last season.
This is his last, yeah, possibly game, unless Deckerville can score 30 touchdowns here. So
never know. Crazier things have happened.
All right, so two receivers to the right side.
Garza takes that shotgun snap. Pass rush is coming around. He's got to get rid of it. He's got a man. Oh, through the hand of Parker Merriman there in the end zone.
Well defended.
Well defended by number 18, Brenner Powers there of Adrian Lindaway Christian. That's going to bring up a fourth down and six from the 16. 2:03 to go. The clock stops.
That was to the right side. 42-8. Again, the score.
Fourth and six.
The Cougars leading the Eagles.
I'm keeping track of my incompletions. Whoops. This is going to be some very shoddy stats here, Eddie. I apologize.
That's fine. Yeah.
My statistician let me down there. Oh, I wasn't supposed to hear that. Hunter Garza lines up. Hunter center. There's a fake. He's going to roll. He's got a man. It is a touchdown for the Deckerville Eagles.
And Flagboy runs for the final time on the field for the Deckerville Eagles after the catch.
That's number 11. David Shanks, the recipient of that touchdown. From 16 yards out there for the Eagles, and they're on the board here in the second half.
They get Deckerville Flagboy one more round down the field before retirement. Deckerville gets on the board, 42-14, 1:56 to go there. And again, the touchdown pass to
David Shanks, number 11. And here comes the two-point conversion. It's a handoff to Dylan Ball. I don't know if he got there. They're going to say, no, he was short. Two-point conversion is no good. Your score remains 42-14 in favor of the Cougars of Adrian Lenway Christian. 1:56 to go in the ball game.
We'll be right back here at 92.5. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's a return to the 40-yard line for Adrian Lenway Christian. 42-14, they lead with 1:50 left in the game.
Yeah, they're going to take over from their own 40-yard line. It was Mark Donker in on the kicking duties there for Deckerville, and it was just kind of a short kick up in the air. Kind of surprised that Adrian Lenway Christian, well, I guess, never mind. I'm not surprised. Never mind. It's taking a knee. I was like, why is Sam Lutz still in there? But I forgot. They can rightfully take a knee.
And, we can go ahead and do that. They're going to change some players to come into the field here also.
Yep.
Coming out
so.
Is...
No need to run your offense anymore. The game is well out of hand, and that's, you know, two teams played their best today, but Adrian and Lenway Christian played just a little bit better, just made a few more plays when needed.
Started at their own 40, a loss of a yard, so that could be bad fantasy points if you're down by one or 2 points.
You've had that happen to you probably quite a bit, haven't you?
I've had it happen twice to me, yes. And I've actually won that way, too, so another knee there, victory formation. For Adrian Lindaway Christian.
And we are under a minute to go.
Huh.
Surprised we're picking that up from all the way across the field.
Yeah, 45 seconds to go here.
So one more deal down, and that should do it here in this ball game. In this Division II 8-man semifinal. And that is indeed going to be the final play of this ball game.
42-14, your final score. Adrian Lindaway Christian Cougars defeating the Deckerville Eagles in the Division II state semifinals of high school weight player football. And listen to the Eagle fans, cheering them on to make it this far.
Well represented, the Deckerville community, making that trip all the way down here, over a three-hour drive to support this team.
We'll be right back with a post-game report here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's 42-14, Adrian Lindaway Christian over Deckerville. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Eddie Fury View. We'll go through some of the scoring here. The first touchdown was by Deckerville. Started off to their own 34-yard line in the first series of offense to make it 8-0. Things were looking up there with a 15-yard TD run by Hunter Garza. Got the two-point pass. Also was good. Make that 8-0. Adrian Lindaway Christian had some trouble early on in the first half, in the first quarter. on 4th and 11, a turnover on downs, and Deckerville got it at their own 44. They had a turnover on downs also. Then in fourth series of offense, a bobbled punt on 4th down by Adrian Linaway Christian was picked up and recovered by number 19, Paul Towler. He was able to recover and pick up the first down, fumbled away, but he was able to get back, and that led to number 10. That was Easton Boggs getting a TD reception from the quarterback, Sam Lutz, number 3, to make it 8-6. A two-point pass was no good. And then a big play in the sixth series of offense for Adrian Linaway Christian from their own 22-yard line, a big play by number 7. That was Blake Trokowski, a 68 TD reception for Adrian Linaway Christian to take the lead 14-8, 2:49 to go. I think that was, 2:49 to go in the second quarter for that reception. I think that may be the 7:49 mark. I'll have to look back on that. But Deckerville had it on their own 32, had to punt it off, and then another touchdown by Adrian Linaway Christian, a 7-yard TD run by Sam Lutz, the quarterback. He had 3 on the game. That was late in the first half to make it 21-8. That's where the half was at that point. Another TD in the first series of offense started at their own 50-yard line for Adrian Linaway Christian, a 25-yard TD by Sam Lutz again. And the PAT kick was good. Deckerville at their own 13-yard line fumbled it. Adrian Linaway Christian was able to pick it up at their own 32-yard line. They had a turnover on downs. Deckerville had a turnover on downs also. But a 10-yard TD for Adrian Linaway Christian. At 1 point, that would make it 35 points at that point for Adrian Linaway Christian to take the lead. And then another touchdown, 42 points for Adrian Linaway Christian. Sam Lutz with a 5-yard TD run. Finally, Deckerville gets on the board in the second half for only the second touchdown of the game. David Shanks, a 16-yard TD pass late in the fourth quarter. Deckerville flag boy running for one more time on the sidelines for that one as he is looking for retirement. He is the mascot. I guess you could see the team Eagle mascot in person here, able to get that on the sidelines. So a salute to him. He had been cheering on the Deckerville Eagles for such a long time here on the sidelines. So, all right. So that made it 42-14 at that point. Deckerville getting that second touchdown. With a 16-yard TD reception to David Shanks for Deckerville. So, just a tough go at it. Adrian Linaway Christian, great defense, making it difficult for Hunter Garza in the backfield to even get anything going there after they had a good drive in the first series of offense to get that first touchdown and an 8-0 lead. But the 3 touchdowns in the first half alone kept it strong for Adrian Linaway Christian, both sides of the ball on passing and the running game. But especially for Sam Lutz, 3 touchdown runs and a couple TD receptions also, or passes for Sam Lutz, the quarterback, number 3 for Adrian Linaway Christian. When we come back, our post-game full stats here on WBGV 92.5 FM, our post-game report, Adrian Linaway Christian with the win, 42-14 over Deckerville Eagles. We'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our post-game report here. We'll do one team first and break and come back with another. Who are we going to start off with here, John Crazier?
Well, let's start with the winning team here. Obviously, Adrian Linaway Christian with the win, 42-14. So Sam Lutz, let's start with the rushing attack, a very balanced rushing attack. 6 different guys rushing the ball here for Adrian Linaway Christian. So Sam Lutz, 104 yards rushing on 21 attempts. Good for almost 5-yard average there. Jesse Miller with 1 carry for 8 yards. Blake Dragowski, 5 carries for 24 yards. Easton Boggs, 2 carries for 18 yards. Elijah Lutz, 1 carry for 3 yards. And Brenner Powers, 1 carry for 3 yards. 160 yards of total rushing yards for the Cougars. Passing on the day, it was all Sam Lutz is blowing the lid off this Deckerville defense. 275 yards passing. This is not working for me. Well, he completed 19 passes, nevertheless. I think he was 19 for 21, Eddie, from what I'm or no, 17 for 19. Okay. He was just efficient, as Mikey Smith would say. 3 touchdown passes, tosses of 17, 68, and 10 yards, respectively. And he also rushed in from 7, 25, and 5 yards. So just your do-it-all dual-threat quarterback here that you see in 8-man. Then on the receiving end of some of these scores, Easton Bogg here, 96 yards receiving on six catches. He's hauled in a 10-yard touchdown pass. Blake Dragowski hauled in that long 68-yard touchdown pass on the broken play, and he ended up with 89 yards total for four catches. Paul Toller had three grabs for 42 yards, and Jesse Miller just kind of a do-it-all in that one possession there. He had 31 yards on four receptions as well. So pretty about as balanced as you're going to get as you possibly can there for the Cougars.
All right, so total 160 yards.
Plus 275. Let me pull out the old calculator on my phone because
so
I am not 275 capable.
75 yards passing, 160 yards rushing for Adrian Lenary Christian unofficially.
Unofficial.
She, your lady friend already has a number in her head there.
Well, so. Where was she at the whole time? according to my math, that is, what did you say it was again? 160 plus 275, and watching me do math is very painful. 435 total yards of offense for the Cougars here this afternoon.
Unofficially for Adrian Lenary Christian.
Very unofficially.
Adrian Lenary Christian Cougars, 42-14 over Deckerville. We'll be back with the Deckerville post-game stat report. Your post-game report here now with the Deckerville unofficial stat report. 42-14, Adrian Lenary Christian defeating Deckerville Eagles 42-14 in the Division II state semifinal. Here's Deckerville Eagles post-game stat report.
Yeah, so you had two long ball carries here for Deckerville this afternoon, led by Hunter Garza. He had 67 yards on 15 rushing attempts, good for 4.47 average. A few sacks in there that kind of brought that down. Dylan Ball, the workhorse, 122 yards rushing on 25 attempts. Just everything was just coming tough for him. He ripped off a few good long runs there, notably about a 17 and a 21-yard run there to his credit. Just a couple good cracks there to get some positive momentum going there for Deckerville. But
just a good job by Adrian Lenary Christian defense.
To contain him, absolutely. Yeah. Passing the ball, Hunter Garza, 129 yards on the day, one touchdown pass there late in the fourth quarter to David Shanks from 16 yards out. And then on the receiving end, you had Logan Martin, who had five catches for 71 yards. David Shanks, two catches for 26. Again, a 16-yard touchdown catch late in the fourth. And then Parker Merriman with the one touchdown catch, one reception for 24 yards. And Logan Shanks had a three-yard grab, which was a notable grab, actually. It was that he tipped it to himself to pick up the fourth down conversion at fourth and three. That was the second one on that very first possession, which Deckerville went on to get their lone score in the first half and until the two-minute mark left in the ballgame. That's all we got here for Deckerville. Here, Eddie. Yeah.
Limited to 124 yards receiving and 199 yards rushing. So
323 total yards, for Deckerville. So, I mean, not a horrible day by any stretch, but just kind of shot themselves in the foot with the turnovers, Eddie. I mean, you can't fumble deep in Adrian Lenway Christian territory like that, and you certainly cannot let I'm still going to point to that where the momentum flipped where on that punt play.
And the Deckerville flag boy with leading rusher with 200 yards on the sidelines.
Yes, absolutely.
Deckerville
right.
flag boy.
He got it. He got his work in today. He had to come a long way for that 200 yards, but he got it.
All right, we'll be right back here as we continue on with our post-game coverage. Adrian Lenway Christian over Deckerville, 42-14. There was another game. Marion was tied
36-36 against Lake Linden Hubble in the other semifinal in this division.
We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. And welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM, our long post-game report here. John Crazier with me. Mike Gallagher is right next to us. He'll be the actual host of Sportsline on WMIC AM 660 95.3 FM. Come Monday evening, we'll have a talk about this and the other games in our coverage area. You have some other final scores. This one here, Adrian Lenaway Christian defeating the Deckerville Eagles 42-14 to move on to the state championship game. That is still yet to be decided who they'll face.
That is correct. Yep. As last we checked, Lake Linden, Hubble, and Marion were tied 36-36. We have no further updates on that one. The other division, Division One 8-man semifinal, Kingston was hosting the Clippers of Martin, and Martin wins on the road 42-34. So they will return to Marquette to the Upper Dome to defend their title.
great battle there between those two teams. And, yes, the Clippers are back. The Onion Kings are back.
The Onion Kings, indeed. I wish I had gotten a shirt there. Yeah. That would have been pretty cool.
Now, we still have a coverage area team 11 player football. Elmont Raiders now will know who they play.
They will play Ovid LC, the Mowriders of Ovid LC. Next week, the site to be determined. We're going to suspect probably somewhere in that Chesaning area, perhaps. That should be about the halfway point. They upended Constantine on the road, 38-25. So good job, Ovid LC. And we'll look forward to at least covering Almont there out of the BWAC. And then the last scoring update we had from Ubley hosting Ithaca in the Division 8 11-man. Ubley was up 28-14 last we checked.
Okay. And congratulations to Adrian Landaway Christian. By the way, the head coach, over 100-plus wins now during the playoffs. He got it during the playoffs also. For Coach Will Harms of Adrian Lindway Christian Cougars. Good luck to the Adrian Lindway Christian volleyball girls team. They're in the quarterfinals also. Good luck to our coverage area teams and girls volleyball. They're in the quarterfinals. Marlette. Cass City, and North Branch are in the quarterfinals on Tuesday also. So good luck to those teams
covering
girls volleyball.
Yeah. Covering every which way.
All right. That is going to wrap things up here. Thank you for joining us. This wraps up, I believe, our coverage of officially of Sand Lake Broadcasting. Of high school football. We still had some coverage area teams we'll talk about. We'll have probably under a sports line before we decide when to wrap it up for the season and get ready for basketball come January. We'll take December off there, by the way, Mike. Okay. Mike Gallagher here from the Sand Lake County News. We'll have a write-up on this. And did Bill Brown cry? Okay. I just want to make sure. All right. I'll be my
See,
job.
See, you start crying. I'm going to start crying. Yeah.
So I want to thank all the listeners. Mikey Smith joining me every Friday night. Could not be with us on the Saturday. Also, his daughter's
birthday party.
Yeah. Today. So a big shout out to you, Mikey Smith, Emily Smith, and also in Harbor out there. A shout out to you also.
Shout out to my sister, Becky. It's her birthday today on Veterans Day. And speaking of which, happy Veterans Day, Eddie. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, that's right. Today's Veterans Day. Thank you, by the way. So, yeah, and to all our veterans out there, thank you for serving on this Veterans Day. I also had the Marine Corps birthday yesterday. Shout out to them. And then now it's back to Detroit for me at the Airbnb. Going to go home and watch
Airbnb.
Michigan State take on Ohio. Maybe watch Michigan State pull off the upset over Ohio State tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow, Sunday night, back to more Metallica at Ford Field.
There you go.
And Five Finger Death Punch. Tomorrow night, back at Ford Field. Great concert last night. Going to try to enjoy it. And then, of course, we'll be back on Monday morning with the morning show from Detroit. Questionable neighborhood, but hey, it's fun. On WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you for tuning the high school football season. Wrapping it up. John Crazier. I'm Eddie Fury. That's Mike Gallagher. Thank you for tuning in, folks, here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We're sorry our stream went down. Actually, all the station streams went down. We'll have a replay posted later tonight. So, yeah. All right, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Eddie.
For making the trip.